The Opie and Anthony Show.
The show blows.
The Opie and Anthony Show.
Blows. Show blows monkey ass.
The Opie and Anthony Show.
I'll do this one for all the animal lovers since they like gerbil so much.
Uh-oh.
It's a sing-along, too, so everybody feel free to join in.
A little bouncing balls.
When the game of life makes you feel like quitting, it helps a lot if you kill a kitten. Mark my words, 'cause from where I'm sitting, you can't go wrong if you kill a kitten.
Look at those bones.
There's no crime that you'll be committing. I know the law, you can, everybody, kill a kitten. And if you need yarn for that scarf you're knitting, you'll get plenty when you kill a kitten. Feed it turpentine, or break its spine, crush it with your shoe, as long as you kill a kitten, kill a kitten. Listen up, if the one you love isn't quite as smitten, she'll like you better when you kill a kitten. And I'll quote the Bible, 'cause that's where it's written.
If he loveth Jesus, he must kill a kitten.
Throw him at a train, make him snort cocaine, drown him in a lake, bake a kitty cake, flush him down the can, hit him with your van, stick some TNT up his cut booty, do what you must do, as long as you kill a kitten, kill a kitten.
Buddy, our pal, we haven't played that one in a long time. Nair. That one gets the animal rights activists going. Oh, ho! Where are my templates? It's not their brand of humor.
Is this your brand of humor?
We're plugging in machines as we speak to start the Opie and Anthony Show. The most unprepared radio show in America.
Yeah.
Almost ready to broadcast.
Some days it's easier for our guys to get in here and set everything up beforehand. You know what I mean? Up.
Yeah.
And other days it's like we got to come in the last minute because, I don't know, there'd be a brawl or something, I guess. A brawl.
Not worth my time.
The whole list of people I'd rather punch in the face before that.
Hooray for AIDS!
Yes.
Hooray for AIDS!
Yeah.
Ah. Hooray for AIDS! Hooray for AIDS!
Oh, that's awful.
Yep.
Yep. Uh-huh.
I think this is a bad idea, fellas. I feel woozy.
My bad. My bad.
I love when we get new clips to play on this radio show. Especially brand new South Park clips.
I'm getting steamed now.
Butters. Butters rocks.
I don't know about this, fellas.
Man.
Oh, gee whiz, I'm not watching television, Dad. I'm just laying around jacking it.
That was Cartman's impression of Butters.
Yeah. What a hysterical South Park last night, the season premiere. And Kenny apparently is just dead. He's done? They're going to bring him back at some point, maybe?
Of course.
Yeah.
Something's going on with that.
God, that was funny.
Oh, come on, Japanese girls do it.
Eating his vomit.
Hoo-hoo, sorry.
You're going to give children AIDS?
Jeff?
Oh. Yep.
Yeah, they totally did a great spoof on Jared and Subway on South Park.
Stupid blubber butt!
I don't know about you, but I cannot take those goddamn Subway commercials. Jared, you're looking good.
Damn it, Butters, keep eating or else I'll kick your ass till you're deader than Kenny.
Dude, that isn't cool. You shouldn't joke about Kenny being dead. Enough time hasn't passed.
So how long until we can joke about it?
22.3 years. That's how long it takes for something tragic to become funny.
Ugh, that's a long time to wait.
That was the whole issue at last night. AIDS, finally funny. You're finally able to joke about it because enough time has passed by.
You know, I don't want to play the ripoff game, but... Mm. That kind of sounded a little familiar.
Ooh, go break your thumb and shut up.
Well, we've talked about that many, many times.
I know.
And I've never heard it discussed before.
Mm. Enough time passes.
And it's been written in some of the articles we have done in the last 6 months or so.
Things just become funny.
We say, we have said many times in the show, if enough time has gone by, it's okay to joke about something.
Yeah.
Well, that's pretty much
the Titanic slide that we have discussed many times in the show. And that we want to get for some event in the future. I think next big outdoor event we do when the weather gets nice, we are going to rent that goddamn Titanic slide. Because that seems like the most fun you could have with a huge disaster that killed thousands.
But we'll have girls topless sliding down it.
Yes,
just to give
that's
it that,
the difference.
That Opie and Anthony angle.
And like Jack, I'm going to sketch the nude women as they slide down the deck of the Titanic. How great would that be?
Hold on.
It's amazing how slim you can get with AIDS.
I bet you can.
I bet you can.
You're looking good. Jared eating the sandwiches.
You want to hear the Philadelphia?
Yeah, this is really funny. South Park did a great job last night. They really did. But Jim's not happy about that. What's wrong, Jim?
I thought it was actually very funny.
Mm-hmm.
Again, if you're a cartoon, you can say anything you want, but they, you know, don't make fun of this, don't make fun of Comedy Central really makes me sick.
So you're saying Comedy Central, because they allow South Park to get away with all that stuff.
And I don't want to hear they air late, stupid.
And then they edit your act.
No.
You can't talk about Butcher.
Not just mine, everyone.
Hmm. What line?
A lot of it. It's just annoying. Every time I hear South Park, I want to vomit.
Yeah.
It's a very funny show, but you know, I do want to make fun of prosthetic legs, and the woman's telling me, of course, a woman. You can't make fun of prosthetics, even though we all know they're hilarious. There's nothing funnier than someone with a fake limb falling off as a fire breaks out. And of course, and what a funny thing that one of my AIDS lines showed up on South Park. Now this thing that you guys have talked about showed up on South
Uh-oh.
Park. That's a real coincidence.
How's your thumb?
It's not broken.
Okay, just wondering.
What happened?
You're all right?
You were... Well, how come? What's wrong with me?
Hey, Joe, what's going on?
Hey, guys. Watching it last night and the AIDS joke that kept running, I was getting sick. I thought it was just a horrible joke. Why don't they just shut up and move on with it? And then they brought in the dead horse and it was just... These guys are brilliant, I got to tell you.
Oh, yeah. When Jared was beating the dead horse?
Yeah, the whole joke was that he lost weight with the help of AIDS, but the little side joke was that he got a couple of guys who were his aides that helped him exercise and eat right. So, but they just kept pounding the joke into the ground, and right when you started really getting annoyed with it, they show Jared beating something on the ground, and you don't know what it is, and then they pull the shot back, and you see he's beating a dead horse. That was really
brilliant.
All right, Joe.
See you, bud.
Bye.
Boy, those cartoons sure are edgy. Hooray for AIDS!
See, Jim?
Hooray for AIDS!
You know what you're doing? You're getting mad at South Park.
No, I'm not.
You should get mad at the people at Comedy Central.
No, I have no problem with South Park. Especially
right.
when, you know...
Because we love Matt and Trey. They've been on the show many times.
Sure.
We have a love-hate relationship with them.
Yeah.
Not anymore.
When was the last time we spoke with them? I am not very happy with those two.
Huh?
It's bad.
Yeah, it's kind of bad.
Why is it bad?
I don't know.
They're still upset.
At what?
At the K-Rock thing a couple of years
when
ago.
When we hung up on them. And
whatever.
Really? Are they mad enough that they wanted to take your concept of, you know, it's okay to make fun of you after X amount of time? They don't seem to mind that, but they couldn't be too mad at you. They're obviously listening to your show, or someone who writes for them is.
All right, calm down, Jim.
I'm South Park. I'm tired of it.
Wow.
We're back to having fun and being in a happy mood. We're in a happy place.
I'm in such a happy place.
We're in a happy place.
Fun to come in.
All right, we have lots to do today.
Yes.
We have Rick James coming in at 4 o'clock.
Nice.
Rick James.
We have to talk about the 55-gallon drum challenge, which goes down tomorrow.
Tomorrow. I can't wait.
And the contestants are talking smack.
Already
with each other, so we're going to get some of the contestants on the line today.
Maybe we could get Rick James' opinion and some pointers on imprisoning girls while we torture them.
Hey, that's a good idea.
That's interesting. He has a little experience at that, right?
Maybe he could...
Can we burn him with a hot glass pipe bowl?
I was going to say, maybe he could help us out and give us one of his crack pipes.
We'll burn Olympic rings on the girls' arms with a hot bowl of the crack pipe.
Yeah! Why not?
Mr. James should be allowed to explain his side of the story first.
I am thrilled to death that Rick James is coming in today. I want to hear everything. I'm fascinated with the story of Rick James.
Is he going to talk, though?
That's what I'm hoping. If he doesn't talk open and honestly, because quite frankly, you know, it'll be nice if he does talk and open, and then he can get his plugs out for whatever album he's got. Can he have an album coming out?
I don't know.
I don't either. So it would be good for him if he's able to do
that. I'm assuming that he's pushing an album.
But I don't want to hear it unless he comes clean and really opens up and discusses. I want to hear about the torture with the girl. I want to hear about prison life.
I want to hear about his time in prison, yes.
I want to hear about that.
Buffalo Zone, Rick James.
Buffalo. Yeah.
It's a little local reference here today.
Wow. How about that?
I believe he grew up on the fruit streets.
I want to hear how he...
A section of Buffalo.
How he fouled Linda Blair. I want to hear that. Linda Blair went from little Reagan in The Exorcist to squatting on that baby's arm clutching an apple.
I got the fact sheet in front of me.
Oh, you do you?
Some of the things we could talk to Rick about. Born and raised in Buffalo. His mother ran numbers.
I don't know how he feels about that.
His mother ran numbers for the Italian mob.
Really?
He joined the army at 15.
15?
He formed his first group in Canada with Neil Young, Anthony.
Who saw that coming?
And then all the stuff you obviously mentioned.
Yes.
And he had a stroke. In late 1998.
Someone addicted to crack having a stroke after a while? Stop it.
The one thing I have to say, have you guys ever seen Earl as excited for any guest we've ever had coming into this radio station?
Earl's a big Rick James fan?
Earl has been talking nonstop all day about Rick James.
Nonstop.
Since last night.
Well, get him in here. Let's talk to Earl. See what he knows about Rick James. He can help us out today.
You know something?
She's all right.
Like a dog. That's it. Crawl around like a dog.
What did I do to you?
Man.
Why is Ben shaking his head?
Ben, what's wrong?
We're having fun. What happened?
They're having lunch right now. Yeah. They're not listening.
What happened? Can we get back to our bit?
Yeah.
Get your bras and take it off now.
Virgin, virgin.
There you go.
Oh, you're very naughty.
Yes,
indeed.
That's all right.
Here comes Earl walking down the hall.
Earl.
Earl, Rick James.
Earl.
Earl, Rick James would be part of your program that you've been pitching for, is it now 26 years?
2 years.
2 years. Your Black Rock Coalition show.
Yes.
Earl's been pitching this for a couple of years, Opie. You know what this is. Earl wants his own show that
he will
produce and that will feature black artists
playing
in rock. So you have, let's see, Living Color.
And
did I mention Living Color?
Yes.
And
maybe
Fishbone.
Fishbone.
And Jimi Hendrix.
Jimi Hendrix.
Living Color.
Lenny Kravitz.
Lenny Kravitz. Wow.
Sly and the Family Stone.
Sly and the Family Stone.
A lot of Motown. A lot of.
And
Kid Rock.
Oh, now you're going the Motown route.
What?
See, that's
you're
different.
You're starting to cheat.
That's R&B.
When you
first presented the Black Rock Coalition idea to Ant and I, you never mentioned Motown, but now in your mind, you're like, oh my God, I don't have enough artists.
I said it would encompass a lot of
things. He's tweaking it. He's tweaking the format of it a little bit. Maybe he's gone to a consultant.
We'll give you Sly and the Family Stone, but Motown, you got to calm the F down.
Who's going to be Motown? Marvin Gaye and stuff?
Like Stevie Wonder.
Stevie Wonder?
Marvin Gaye.
It's a little R&B, though.
Rick James, perhaps?
If you do R&B, you might as well do hip-hop.
Yeah.
What are you doing over there?
And before you know it,
this got to be
the Black Rock Coalition.
You're going to have slamming electric guitars.
What's wrong with, some Public Enemy?
Well, now, see?
You're
changing the format a little bit.
Yeah, now you're stretching a little bit.
Sounds like she watched Channel Zero.
It's not a special anymore.
That wasn't rock?
It's not rock.
Mm.
Are you going to have the guy with the big afro that was the fifth member of the Beatles there for a little while?
Oh, Billy Preston?
Yeah, Billy Preston?
Billy Preston rock.
Yeah, sure.
We'll give you the Billy Preston.
How about Fats Domino?
Oh, you're going to get
no Fats Domino.
Next thing you know, we're going to be hearing
the Big Bopper.
Hello, baby.
White.
What? He was white.
Oh, he sounded black.
He just sounded black.
He was black after the plane hit.
Oh!
Sorry, Jesus. Okay.
What if they sound black?
Can
we sneak him in there?
No, we've been debating that, actually.
Really? You
know, like guys like Michael McDonald and...
Michael McDonald.
How about a little Otis Redding?
Oh,
Otis Redding.
Nothing if he's dead. Nothing's wrong with him, but he will be late.
Yeah. Rick Astley?
No,
he's white, but he sounds black.
Come on.
Why does they get, though? Rick Astley.
How about Raj and Dee? They did do that song, We're Having a Party While Mama's Away.
Right.
Very good.
There you have it.
Gibbons Kids.
Or Bubbling Brown Sugar.
That was the Gibbons Kids.
Right, I know.
Right.
How about the Gibbons Kids?
Bubbling Brown Sugar.
How did you remember it was the Gibbons Kids, you bastard?
I like Black Rock.
Okay.
Will you be making exceptions with bands that have black in their title?
Oh.
Black Sabbath.
No.
Why not? Black Crowes.
Black Crowes.
No.
Why not?
No.
You guys threw me. The Barrels are here.
Will you
by
be
the
playing
way.
Black Kahuru?
Look at him get off the subject.
No, I was down, that's where I was. I was getting the Barrels.
What about Black Kahuru?
Yeah. I mean, we do reggae.
Africa 70, Egypt 80?
Absolutely.
Your idea stinks.
Not telling that. He's been pitching it for 2 years.
Seven Dust, yeah.
See, that's acceptable because they're black and they rock.
Earl, what if your show is picked up, but the only stipulation is you have to do it at the queue with Bob Buckman in the morning. Would you take it? Of course not.
There's one for New York, too.
Oh, well.
Okay. All right, Earl. Well, we look forward to the Black Rock Coalition.
From your
Seven Dust?
Seven Dust?
Yes.
Play some Seven Dust.
Remember the time we did the Black Rock Coalition show on our show?
Yeah.
We got to do that again.
It was a lot of fun. We had Earl just do his show.
Oh, that was a lot of fun. You
what? Gave you airtime to come on and do your show.
Yeah,
we
totally
left you alone.
On me for a half an hour.
Oh, we completely left you alone, Earl.
No, Rick, hell you did.
Mark that bit for when we're on vacation. You got to hear when we allowed Earl to do the Black Rock Coalition show during the Opie and Anthony show. I don't think the other cities have heard that one yet, right? Oh, that's classic.
Straight into a right hand.
No, you did a great job. We left you alone, and we gave you, what, an hour of air, right? Milli Vanilli?
No.
Hootie? Hootie and the Blowfish?
You guys played everything for... I heard everything from, like, the What's Happening theme, the Good Times.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Hootie and the Blowfish.
Body count, Earl? Body count?
Yes.
Mayfield?
All right. Yeah, Curtis.
How about Seal?
How about George Clinton?
Absolutely.
Paint the White House black. Right?
Chocolate City, yes.
Chocolate City! Thompson Twins?
No.
Thompson Twins had a darkie.
Right.
Oh, God, Jesus. Stop it.
How about what's their name? They sang Pass the Dutchie, an old favorite.
Pass the Dutchie on the left-hand side.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Probably not.
Many hits they had.
More really?
How about the time, yeah.
How about Bob Marley?
Bob Marley, absolutely.
Hey, Earl, what about Earth, Wind, and Fire and Little Brother? Well, Damone's asking, Earl.
Earth, yes, Wind, Damone, and Fire? Earth, Wind,
yeah?
And Fire.
Yeah? That's hilarious. All right.
That's really funny.
Earth, Wind, and Fire and Little Brother.
You got that one down.
I love that movie.
Could you do the, Van Halen thing?
Do
the Cheap Trick one.
Oh, now you put me on the spot.
All right, forget it.
I haven't seen the movie in about a month. So I got to...
Sometime today, just out of nowhere. All right?
Yeah.
Oh, I'll hit you with it.
All right.
I usually don't ask for requests, but...
You know how it is.
I like the Damone
thing. When I get put on the spot, my favorite is the pool. You know, where they're going to the pool. And they come up and goes, hey, Rant, where'd you get that? Out of the hamper? It's the attitude.
That's one of the best DVDs if you do the director's cut where they're just sitting around talking about the whole movie. That kept me very, very entertained over the summer when I was flying to Greece.
It's going to be like last year with that chick at the photo, man. You brought 50 rolls of f***ing film. You don't even own a camera.
All right.
Anyway. So, 55-gallon drum challenge tomorrow, Anthony. We're very excited. We haven't done this in like 2 years.
Yes.
So, we finally brought it back. I guess, some of our contestants are listening right now, but we're a little desperate at this point. I guess our insect and reptile guy had a family emergency and backed out last minute. So, we're...
No cockroaches?
So, we're panicking right now. There's a slight panic going on.
Cockroaches rock.
We're looking for the guy from the last time, Hissing Cockroach Guy.
Yeah.
Or maybe someone new that could get us some of these things that this other guy was going to get us, but the family emergency hit.
All right.
Don't worry. We'll pull it out of our...
Another guy from last year.
2 years ago?
Yeah, two years ago.
We don't have his info.
Damn it. Where are you?
So we're in a state of panic, but it'll work out in the end. If anyone is out there that can help us out and they're close to New York, give Rick a call, okay?
Yeah.
Also, these guys are going shopping tomorrow. Some special shopping going on.
Very good.
Yeah.
No details.
Are we doing an open door policy tomorrow?
Yeah.
To all our listeners? All right, here's the deal, Ant. Ant knows, but I mean, just for the radio purposes, I'm making
believe. Now you make
telling
believe
you
like
first,
you're telling me.
For the first
yes,
time.
Yes, Opie, yes.
We got a trip to WrestleMania we're giving away
no,
tomorrow.
No, stop it.
Winner receives a trip for two to WWF's WrestleMania 18 in Toronto, Canada on March 17th. We have Triple H coming by next week, by the way, to talk
the
about
the game.
Trip includes airfare and accommodations. Trip courtesy of WWF. Contact your local pay-per-view provider to order. It really does look like a great WrestleMania this year.
Yeah.
Here's the deal. This is what's going to go down. The person that brings us the best thing for the 55-gallon drum challenge, mm-hmm. something we could throw in the barrels.
Right.
We'll win a trip to WrestleMania tomorrow. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So all you have to do, you don't even have to call and say, I got this, I'm coming down. You just come down with your best thing to throw in the barrels, living or dead.
Really?
living or dead. Now there's going to be a problem here, and you got to understand. We have to make the final decision here. If you bring something that we obviously can't throw in the barrel,
yeah, because we're going to get screwed for that. We really are.
Well, in the end,
I know what these jack offs are going to do.
But in the end,
dude, I got a basket of kittens.
I know.
It's like jackass. No, because we're going to end up with friggin' things down here that obviously can't go in the barrel.
Right. In the
end, we're going to get.
Well, that's where we have to, like, step in. In the end, we have to decide if we're going to put it in the barrel. And you got to understand, if we say, no way, dude, it's just not going to work.
Leave.
You got to understand that, okay?
Right.
But the best thing we get for the 55-gallon drum challenge tomorrow will win a trip to WrestleMania.
Mm-hmm.
Open door policy tomorrow. We do this from time to time on the Opie and Anthony show. You just show up.
Make believe you're coming to an airport, too. Keep all your scary crap off of your person because you're going to be metal detected.
All that. All that stuff, okay?
Right.
So there you have it. We better take a break. Rick James coming in at 4 o'clock today.
I can't wait.
We got to talk about Jim Norton's cribs that went down yesterday. We have some comments. I think we should do that next.
I want to see the video.
Well, Jeff's working on it.
Working on it?
It's going to take some time, though, because he wants to put together a really nice piece like he did with Stalker Patty's cribs.
Right.
Also, man, it sucks to be you right around the corner. Well, there's a lot of crazy things in the paper, and we got to decide which is which. Sucks mm-hmm. to be you. The winch.
It's a combination. Sucks to be you, bitches that'll get you. We got one of those. We got a sucks to be you combination unlucky lottery.
Yeah, we got all sorts of little things happening today. So stay there, okay?
Roll.
The Opie and Anthony Show.
Oh, it barely fits through the hole.
Yeah, just squeeze it through.
Squish it through. Squish it through.
Oh, my God, it's another fish.
That was a whopper.
Coming soon, the return of the 55-gallon drum challenge on the Opie and Anthony Show.
Opie and Anthony, 1027. WNEW.
Calling all freaks.
No. That's the name of the game.
Yo. We're back with the Opie and Anthony show. 55-gallon drum challenge happening tomorrow real fast once again. We got a trip to WrestleMania we're giving away tomorrow to the person that brings in the most interesting thing that we could throw into the drums tomorrow.
Right.
When we torture the girls, Rick James style.
Torture.
Rick James coming in about 20 minutes. Looking forward to that. Can't wait. Also, we're looking for an insect reptile guy. Our guy fell through last minute, so we're panicking a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
We want to make sure this 55-gallon drum challenge tomorrow rocks.
Rocks.
Jim Norton Cribs will be up on opieandanthony.com within a matter of days. That was very scary yesterday. If you're in New York, we'll replay that on Saturday during our Best Of show there.
I have an image of his place now that's just really scary and like a cave out of an Indiana Jones movie or something. Just dank and frightening.
Yeah, Jim, that was very scary yesterday.
One of the reasons there's so much mold and stuff in the bathroom is because the landlord had never fixed the shower, so it leaks hot water at night, and you can't. You turn it until your hand hurts, and it's still leaking like a steady stream of water.
Oh, really?
So there's constant moisture.
How long has that been?
Oh, yeah, that explains the shower area. Yeah.
And
what about the holes in the ceiling that drips water when it's raining outside while you're trying to watch TV?
I'll tell you what the rest
of it is. Or about the black mold behind your pictures that are hanging? What about the powder puff stuff, the Barbie doll chocolate bars or whatever you have?
I can explain.
What was the Kleenex, the Barbie Kleenex? What about
the book on sexual predators?
On sexual predators.
I can explain all of it. And I know this doesn't look good.
Right.
To some people, it looks great.
I think, Ant and I have been working with Jim for a long time now.
Yeah.
It really has been a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Well over a year, Dice introduced us to Jim Norton. I think yesterday, Ant and I finally hit our limit with you. I looked at Ant when all of a sudden Rick or Steve said, and we found this book on sexual predators.
Like, oh, boy.
Ant and I looked at each other like, we thought we heard it all with this guy. That scared us a little bit.
No, I'll tell you, I'll explain. All the the chocolate, the Barbie stuff, that's all my roommate's girlfriend who I live with. I live with a guy with, you know, Jim and his girlfriend.
Uh-huh.
The mold on the walls is because it's a piece of garbage apartment and the water leaks in. There's nothing you can do about it except clean, which I'm not going to do. No mold in my bedroom. I'm not saying my bedroom's clean. It's a disgrace, but there's no mold in it. And the book on sexual predators, I love stuff like on serial killers. Who doesn't?
That's it is a fascinating subject.
Bag-whacking material, yes. I love reading about Edmund Kemper and Bundy and all those guys.
All those fun guys.
Yeah. So that's why I have that.
Was it a Times bestseller, this book?
I don't even know. I just got a girl.
Can you find it in, Barnes & Noble? Or do you have to go into those special little bookstores?
I got that from a girl I had been seeing who had
the
book.
What, as a birthday gift?
No, she had it. And I was like, yeah, let me borrow this a while ago.
Yeah.
And I just never gave it back, and then we stopped seeing
it. Why did she have it?
She's a good girl.
What was the name of the book?
I honestly don't remember.
No.
It was on the floor.
And what about the mail that's piled up a foot high?
Dude, I was worried about anthrax.
That's weird.
But there's bills in there.
I paid a lot of my bills, but I mean, some of it is just like old foam. I mean, I paid them, but it's just, I passed.
You just, during that time when it was going around, the anthrax, you figured better safe than sorry.
I panicked.
Mm-hmm.
I just get that old bag in Connecticut. The what was her name?
Oglethorpe. Old bag.
Oglethorpe. Something Oglethorpe. She caught it, and she was 90.
Yeah.
She wasn't a target. So I mean, I'm a 33 year old actually. Comic. I know I'm not a target either, but.
Mm.
All right. Well, we're also wondering what you hid before the cameras got there.
Nothing.
Did anything?
Absolutely nothing.
Did you look around and go, all right, they're coming, let me just get rid of this?
Yeah, because I think we all would do that. If they were coming to my place to film a Cribs, there's definitely things I'd be thinking, you know what, I don't want to share this or this or that.
No. Yeah.
But with you, you didn't hide anything.
Absolutely not.
Nothing. Everyone's got something.
Nothing.
No?
The videos I was showing, I only pulled out I don't actually own that many pornos.
Hmm.
I own some, but not that many. I don't
watch them. No porno mags or anything? There weren't any porno mags in your house? In your apartment?
Not really, no.
Wow.
All right. All right, well, it'll be up on foundrymusic.com. I hear it's going to be great. Jim Norton's Cribs.
It's absolutely
coming soon to foundrymusic.com.
You'd have stuff, though, around your house that you would go like...
I think everyone would say that.
Yeah.
Maybe not even that weird, but just stuff like... Ugh.
Stuff you just don't want people to see, maybe.
Boy, if they see this, they're going to call me a fag, or, that's going to be tough to explain.
It's like the bit of fag, really? What object is that? What item is that?
I don't even know. Seriously, I don't even know, but I mean, if I looked around.
It's like the Bill Hicks bit about if he died right then and there, what his parents would do if they came over and just started looking through his old things and gathering up stuff and opened his closet and just saw all the pornography that was in there. I think a lot of people probably have things laying around. You know, I wouldn't be too proud if my mom came over and saw some Japanese animation porno. That sucks.
That stuff
sucks. Not because it's dirty or anything, because it's poor quality porno.
It's horrible.
Mom would probably want me to have some better pornography.
What's wrong with him? There are no facials in this.
it hurts. Don't put it there. No.
The twisted part
that's
about
all
that
porno is.
There's brother-sister stuff in that.
Oh, please. Oh, brother.
No.
I've never had it there before. No.
Oh, brother, you have grown.
That's right. Now lay down on the bed and I will show you.
No! It hurts!
That stuff sucks.
It was the worst.
You know how hard
it
is?
You know what? Can you bring that in, though?
Yeah.
Because the audio is worth playing on the air.
We will do that.
And there's definitely some stuff that we could play where, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Without worrying about the FCC.
You can even just bleep a couple of things out if it's hardcore.
Because the voiceovers are so bad. Because I guess originally it was done in Japanese.
Yeah.
And then for the American market, they went with the English. Yeah. And it just doesn't translate as well. And it's pretty funny. It would definitely be worth checking out.
Horrid pornography.
All right. Anthony, before Rick James gets here, we got to play Lewis Black's Back in Black segment from The Daily Show on Comedy Central.
Yeah, well, we have him on a lot. Good friend of the show. He got arrested for us once with the Voyeur Bus incident. And he was talking last night about video games. Now, we've had him on the show while we were discussing video games. He's clueless. The guy is clueless when it comes to computers or any kind of gaming system. So his take on this whole thing was really funny because it's a guy that just knows nothing really about video games. And he's talking about things like Grand Theft Auto and State of Emergency, games that are just pretty much go out, kill everybody.
I'm going to go out on a limb, and I don't think Louis Black understands the youth of America. And how we...
I'm going to make believe I'm a youth. Hello.
But how they think.
Right.
I think I understand how they think.
I've always said, and I said this in the office the other day, hanging out, drinking a few beers, Stinky's back there. I go, I definitely am in some state of arrested development.
Yeah.
Like, I think if I was, let's say, 20 right now, and my mental age was the same as it is now, I mean, back that far, by that many years, I would be considered retarded. he has the... Yeah, he's 20, but he's got the mind of, like, a five-year-old. So he's completely... He's profoundly retarded. You know, the drooling-type retards.
You know what? The reality is Opie and Anthony never had to grow up. We need to admit that to everybody.
The fun thing is, don't get me wrong, it's a pisser, man.
It's kind of fun.
But people that come in here, they hear what we do on the air. But then when we leave the air, when we're done, it's pinball, it's drinking, it's
football,
stupid
video
jokes,
games.
It's that, or it's going back into the office and throwing things at each other. It's third grade.
If we ever lose this radio show, we are so effed in the real world. It's not even funny.
I don't know how to function in society with people my own age.
Like, what would you do?
I don't know. I don't know.
Radio show ends tomorrow. What would you do?
What would we do?
I don't know.
I would have to, what, go back to knocking tin?
Know what I would do? What? Seriously? I would go right back to the Huntington Crescent Club and caddy.
Just caddy?
Caddy a little bit.
Tell people stories about how you used to be Opie.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God, is that sad.
Until I figure it out. I would do that immediately. But after that, I would be dead in the water.
I don't know.
I could see me up in a hot attic banging away on some sheet metal gun.
Do you remember Opie and Anthony show?
Yeah. Because this is it. You know,
I used to be Anthony.
We're not working toward anything. Like, if this ends, it's like all the skills we brought with us the last 8 years we've worked together.
Done.
It means nothing in the real world.
Nothing. Well, I can. I play pinball. I'm up to level 46 in EverQuest, if that's one of my resume stuffer. And I can drink beer and throw things at people.
I could review video games.
Yeah, we could do that. We could talk about TV shows and movies.
I could tell you how to make I Am Picky very happy.
When do I start? When do I start my job here? I'm not qualified.
What happened?
I was qualified for a pretty good job.
And then,
with this in radio.
You know, on top of that, too, let's say we try to go legit. Let's say the radio show ends tomorrow and we try to go legit. Like, hey, we want to go into the corporate world, get this job, that job. You know, all the crap we've said the last 8 years is going to come back to haunt us.
Done.
We would have, like, this amazing resume that we'd have to fake, obviously.
Yeah.
And then they would pull out tape, like, Yeah, we were thinking of hiring you, but remember back in the year 2002 and all the stuff you said about the Sikhs? Yeah, that wouldn't be good for us. In our
Any aspirations to politics, too, have been completely wiped out.
Oh, yeah, that's a pretty good idea he has for the state if he wants to run for that office. Isn't it true you used the word jigaboo on the... Did I? What was the context? What was the context of the term jigaboo when you heard me say it?
Right.
I don't believe this should interfere with me running for this office, and I was doing it in character. And waddle doodle, I apologize.
We have a videotape of you guys doing something called the Wiffle Ball Bat Challenge.
Yes, yes.
Oh, that.
Yeah.
How will this affect me? Is there an office I could run for against Gary Condit? Because I think I might have a shot against that feller. We didn't kill anyone.
Message to Gary Condit.
Tell us where she is now.
Yeah, you lost.
He'll never. He's a worm.
So it's time to tell us where she's buried.
He's not a worm.
You don't think so?
I love him, and he should have won.
What do you think he did? You know he was involved with the disappearance of the, that girl.
Yes, he was.
Mm-hmm. He knows more than he's telling.
Of course he does. He's probably
It's
involved.
Time to tell, Gary.
No, let him go. Let him come on.
Let him go. All right, so we were talking about Louis Black, and we got him on hold, and he's a very busy man. So let's play his Back in Black segment from last night.
Yes.
It was hilarious.
Talking about video games.
Yeah, gaming, Grand Theft Auto 3, and other things. Check this out.
If you're like me, you spend every waking moment trying to escape from it. And recently, I've discovered something that's better than reality. Video games. Okay, so I'm 25 years too late, at least according to my calculator watch. Look at this thing. It's a watch, and it's a calculator. This is amazing. PlayStation 2 has made tremendous progress in digitizing my fantasy life. For example, here's Britney Spears' dance beat, in which you audition to be one of Britney Spears' backup dancers.
Come on now.
That's right. The best you can do is become a backup dancer. It's the perfect game for people who disappoint themselves even in their fantasies. Even though dance is my first love, I was looking for a game a little more panache. And by panache, I mean this. This game is called State of Emergency. Its high-minded premise puts you to work taking down a fascist multinational corporation that controls the country. And how do you do it? By walking into a shopping mall and shooting anything that moves. You see, one person can make a difference. And nothing sticks it to the man like taking out a Cinnabon. Now, if senseless bloodshed in the name of anti-corporate activism seems a little too goody-goody for you, then how about senseless bloodshed in a moral vacuum? This is Grand Theft Auto 3. The object of this game, who cares? I'm too busy randomly hitting an old lady with a bat, carjacking a station wagon, and running over people. Or my personal favorite, running over the person whose car I just stole with the car I just stole. Now, this is a video game. Rescuing the princess is for pussies. Thanks to PlayStation, I can kill, maim, steal, and still have time to be a Britney Spears backup dancer. It's a good time to be alive. Eh? Eh? Steven?
God damn, Lewis, man.
Hey, Lewis.
Hey, guys.
That was hilarious.
I
watched that last night. I was dying. Your reactions to the clips they were playing of Grand Theft Auto 3 when people, that old woman's getting beaten over the head with the baseball bat.
have you played that one?
It's one of my personal favorites, and I have it in my game console, PlayStation 2, at a home. And it is so good to come home from work and after you've been in traffic and play that game.
Yeah, my favorite is the picking up the hooker and then choosing whether to kill her or to sleep with her.
Yeah, you could have sex with her.
No, Lewis, you don't get it. You could sleep with her and then you could kill her.
And take her money.
And then take your money back that you just paid her.
Well, that's good.
Isn't that
you
fun?
You guys are good. I could barely get the guy into the car, okay?
you actually played this game.
I played that game. Then the sickest thing was is I went over there the other afternoon, and Paul Mercurio and I and Rory, who produces it, were standing there. They were going to see if I could, you know, they're going to put one of the pads out. We're going to end with me being a Britney Spears backup dancer.
Yeah.
And I was completely, it was like watching a child with some sort of a motor dysfunction. I was pathetic. I wanted to pee on the mat.
You did you?
I wanted to.
Lewis, it seems like you don't get gaming.
I do get gaming. I love gaming. I'm just terrible at it. You know, you're talking about the guy who's on Ben Stein's money and didn't get a point.
But
he couldn't operate the little, the sticky thing.
But it seems like you don't really get Grand Theft Auto 3.
Oh, I love watching it, but I can't do it.
No.
No,
you
got to
practice at it a little. It's so much fun once you get the hang of it, and you're just flying through intersections, T-boning cars. And
oh, I know, but I was like, you know, you got to realize I'd only played half an hour, and then most of the time I was just, you know, I was basically spending time jumping from car to car because I was destroying my own car. I'd kill a couple of pedestrians, and I'd have to jump out because my car was smoking. But then I'd, like, sit there and watch it blow up, which is the best part.
Yeah, that is the best part.
Did you walk around and just beat up pedestrians?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah, that's a lot of fun when you just punch them and start kicking them till they bleed. Did you get the sniper rifle and just go in the park and just
kill
people?
No, that would require more motor control than I'm good at.
No, we'll give you some cheat codes.
Yeah, once you get the cheat codes and get the sniper rifle, you just hang out in the park and you shoot people's heads off.
You forget the reason why you're playing Grand Theft Auto 3 if you get the sniper rifle. You don't really care if you complete missions and stuff at that point. You
just random killing.
You just want to kill people.
But I've been traveling around so much, I didn't realize how huge a game it is.
Oh, yeah. Did you hear the applause it got?
They went nuts. I was in complete shock. I was like, no.
You're applauding a game where you just kill.
It is by far the hottest game out there right now.
I had no idea.
They can't keep it on the shelves.
Oh, man.
They really can't keep it on the shelves long enough.
Now, what's the longest you ever played it?
Hours.
We've had many hours of discussions about the game on this show, Lewis.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, well, Rory, who's helps us, you know, does the clips and stuff, and is basically the kind of the producer of the segment, got the game and took it home, you know, because we were going to, and it was 7 hours later, he said.
Yeah, but,
he said it took him, once he hit the streets, 2 hours to realize that he still wasn't in the game.
Yes. You start thinking you could do that type of thing when you're driving your own car, you know.
Yeah, I know. And that's the thing that I'm really looking forward to.
Yeah.
Just going when I come on the show to discuss that.
Yeah. Yeah. So much fun. Is this from the game opening?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They all got radios in the car, Lewis.
I know. That I could work.
All right,
that
Lewis.
I could do.
Remember years ago, Lewis, from when you were younger, the video games we had where it was like a little bit of Pong?
Little Pong.
Then you and your friend would turn the game off and you both just spit in each other's hands and help each other out.
I don't remember that part, but sure, why not?
I can't believe you, Norton, sit there going, Condit's okay.
Dude, he's a classic.
You completely lost your moral grip.
Lewis, he handled the situation.
What do you mean he handled
this? Well, in Norton's world, he handled the situation.
Dude, you see how these girls get, man? They want to talk about it, you know? They do you a little favor, now they're going to talk about it. So Gary said, well, you're not going to talk about it and wreck my political
little
career.
Little blabbermouths.
Yeah.
They're little blabbermouths.
I bet you she learned her lesson, though.
Yeah, I just suck and then keep your mouth shut.
Exactly.
Yeah. Gary needs to tell us where she is now.
And I don't think you guys have to worry if you guys went off the air because of Norton, you two would have to be hired to do something. Norton's the bottom line as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
we can't have him, but you two, come on over here.
Yeah, right on.
Somebody to pitch hay to the horse here at Central Park.
Hey, Lewis, are you still living in the same place? I won't say what street. The same place?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm right down the street from you now.
Are you really?
I'm moving into New York, yeah.
Everyone's moving into New York City.
Now,
look at this.
There's a great booth over there with a little window. We could kind of peek at each other and wave maybe if you want.
That's very good. Are you really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
All right, Lewis, we just wanted to say hi today. You did a great job last night. It was hilarious.
Well, thanks, guys, and I'm going to try to come in next week because I'm working at the Stress Factory.
Next weekend. Next weekend, Stress Factory, Lewis Black?
Yeah, not this one, the next one. This weekend, I'll be in Atlanta.
All right. Well, we're not in Atlanta yet, so.
But, you know, I want you guys to know I was in Sacramento and everybody says hi.
KXOA. It's great in Sacramento. All right, Lewis.
It's fairly amazing. You guys, it's creepy because it's like I think I get away from you and people come up and go, hey, you know, you were great on ONA. I said, you don't have it here. You barely have radios here.
No, they have us there in Sacramento.
Yes.
Man, oh, man.
All right, Lewis.
Hey, guys, thanks for calling.
Cool.
Bye, Lewis.
Bye, guys. Take care, Norton. I'll see you soon on the streets.
Okay, buddy.
Bye-bye.
Oh, Lewis?
Yeah.
you got him.
God, is that a funny gag.
Every time.
Yeah, click.
It's always good. Oh, wait, one more thing. Yeah.
Oh, did you?
I love Lewis.
Oh, oh, we got to get this in real fast. Rick James should be here in moments.
Yeah.
Gary!
Hey!
12-year-old Gary.
Oh, Bill, I want to thank you for tonight, man. For the tickets.
Now, wait a minute. Gary?
Yeah.
You're going to an Islander game finally tonight.
Yeah.
And,
Sad thing is, I hope he's not going with me.
Right. See, now, this was
That's all right.
But that was the whole thing, Opie taking you to a hockey game.
But didn't you hear him when I walked in? He said he'll make it up. He'll still take me.
That's right. Hold on. Hold on, 12-year-old Gary. Lewis? Lewis. Silent game.
Lewis?
Lewis playing silent game.
Lewis?
Pretty good.
Yes.
What's wrong?
I'm trying to... Norton.
What?
Norton.
Yes, Lewis.
Jim.
Yes.
Yeah, what did you say before I left?
Nothing. Why?
Oh, okay.
Why? What happened, Lewis?
What's wrong?
Oh, nothing happened.
Oh, okay. Why are you calling back? I'm confused.
No, I just because I thought I was just going to call back and talk to Norton because I was going to ask him where he was moving.
Oh.
Because I want to see who would let him in an apartment.
All right. Right down the block from you.
Okay, great.
Lewis, we got to go because we're talking to 12-year-old Gary.
Oh, sorry.
All right.
Bye, guys.
Wait, dude. Lewis?
Yeah.
That was hysterical. Go Norton.
Go Norton.
Hey, Gary.
This isn't Ricky Lake.
I'm a little scared of Norton now.
Yeah.
After what happened yesterday?
Well, you should be. Wait till you see the video on foundrymusic.com.
I'm not even going to go look at it.
Jim Norton's cribs. So, yeah.
Oh, wait, dude.
You tool. 12-year-old Gary going to the Islander game tonight, Anthony. Without Opie.
Well, I can only get two tickets.
Nah. Well, that was you and Gary.
Well, no. He's going with his dad, right?
Need a chaperone.
Yeah. All right, we'll figure it out, but I got him the tickets.
That's a good thing.
That's a good thing, right?
Bad thing is you're not going with me, but it's okay.
Well, we'll work on that next time.
Yeah.
All right, well, have fun and tell us all about it tomorrow on the show, all right?
All right, guys.
We might not have time, though, with the 55-gallon drum challenge.
Oh, man, I wanted to come in.
You can't come.
I know.
I'm sorry, you can't come.
All right. Oh, and Opie? Opie, guys.
What?
I knew that.
I knew a little
smart-ass bastard.
Well, he's, you know, he's young. He did a little bit over, but he was very, it was good of him to do.
All right. Anthony, I'm
not
a bad execution on it.
Not at all.
Yeah. I got to remind everyone again, 55-gallon drum challenge tomorrow. We all know that.
Yes.
Rick, how are we doing with reptile insect guy?
We got a lot of calls. We got a lot of good stuff on the way.
Nah. All right, good.
Believe me.
All right, we got a side thing that's happening tomorrow with the 55-gallon drum challenge. Basically, we got a trip to WrestleMania. It's going to rock WrestleMania. It's going to be on pay-per-view a week from Sunday. It's in Toronto. You got a trip to Toronto for you and someone else. Basically, we're looking for this. It's an open-door show tomorrow, okay?
Yeah.
You come by with stuff that we could dump in the 55-gallon drum challenge. The craziest, sickest, wildest thing, whatever. We'll determine that. We'll
right.
win the trip to WrestleMania. Now, but you got to listen to Ant and I. You might bring something by where we're like, look, we can't dump that in the drums.
Right.
So you'll be disqualified. You got to understand that, all right? So the person that comes by with the best thing tomorrow will get the trip to WrestleMania.
Mm-hmm.
Cool?
Right.
Cool.
Hey, this is Dennis Leary here. I listen to the Opie and Ant. Hey, this is Dennis Leary here. I listen to the Opie and Ant. Hey, this is Dennis Leary here, and I listen to the Opie and Anthony show every day. Yeah, right.
N-E-W. Opie and Anthony, 1027. WNEW.
Yeah!
Bite me.
You know who loves this band? LeBeau from Hogan's Heroes. Right?
My bad.
I drink beer and pass out. The barrels have arrived for the 55-gallon drum challenge.
Yes.
You can feel the excitement. It's building. Tomorrow's the big day.
The arrival of the barrels.
And the barrels look good.
I drink beer until I pass out.
Oh, my God. Earl just looked like Donkey Kong.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Earl, come in here and do that again.
Earl, do it again.
Earl, pick up the barrel. Earl was so excited that the barrels arrived, he picked one up and was pretending that he was going to throw it, a la Donkey Kong.
I'm the Italian guy. Throw it at me.
Come on, Earl.
ding, ding, ding,
no.
ding,
put the
ding,
barrel
ding,
over
ding,
your head
ding,
again.
Ding, ding,
no.
ding.
You did it outside. I didn't make that up.
Bank, 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 bank.
Do it, do it, do it, do it.
Bank, bank,
do it, do it, do it.
Bank, bank, bank,
do it, do it. Do it.
Bank, bank.
Come on, play the game. Throw that at Rick.
Come on, lift it.
Throw that at Rick.
Get a picture of this for the website.
Oh, that's it. That rocks.
Those barrels look good.
Was Rick here?
Huh?
Not is
yet.
He? No,
not no, yet. Not yet.
He isn't banned from the studio when Rick James is here. Earl?
If he wasn't going to do it.
Oh. All right. Hey, yeah, that sounds real good on the air right now, Rick. Thank you.
Oof.
All right. Also, the girl that wants to lick the chocolate pudding off the inner bowl.
Ah.
To be a last-minute contestant in the 55-gallon jump challenge. She's here. We'll talk to her in a few minutes.
Thank God.
But, Anthony, another example how pathetic you and I are in our syndicated radio show.
Uh-huh.
Man, you know, you listen to other syndicated radio shows, and they got some impressive sponsors.
Yeah, sure.
Got some impressive sponsors.
You listen to a show like Rush Limbaugh. There's a successful syndicated program, and his commercials, what are they? What are they for? Car dealerships.
Yeah. Lots of beers. And
car companies and real estate. Yeah, restaurants. What else? Like a stockbroker ads. And
it's very,
very, very important.
He has very respectable
yes.
clients that advertise with his show, right?
Sure does.
Well, Anthony, our latest client is aboard.
Joining the ranks
of... I swear to you, I'm going to play a commercial that all the cities are going to hear, because I guess it's a national spot, okay. Which means they got even more money.
Wow.
For this, for the radio show. People are going to call up and write and say, this has to be a gag. You guys made up this commercial. Oh, no, we're very proud of our latest sponsor. Would you like to hear it?
Joining the ranks of other sex products that we have.
Yeah, you guessed it. It's another... F potion product.
Ah, thank God. And who may I ask is responsible for this one?
I don't know.
I got another client for you guys. It's great. I got another one, guys. I am pushing so hard to get clients on your So this is the latest one. You're going to love this one. I tried it myself. I rub a little on and then just go out on 57th Street, spread eagle. Whoever wants to come by, slam me. Just slam me.
So can I play the new commercial?
Put it in my...
Play the new
this is our
the new commercial.
This is our latest sponsor, Anthony.
I love it.
And we couldn't be prouder.
Thank God.
This is a free commercial.
Yes.
So before they start bitching, this is a free commercial we're running. They don't have to pay for this right now.
No.
Here it is, our latest sponsor.
Wow, Jennifer, that was incredible.
I know.
You were as hot as our first time.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember how passionate our lovemaking was back then?
Oh, Mark, I know. But lately I haven't felt, well, in the mood.
Mark, something wrong?
No, actually, I'm normal. Most women experience a lack of sexual desire from time to time. But my sister told me about Dream Cream.
What's that?
It's an all-natural cream with this breakthrough ingredient that's been proven to enhance sexual pleasure.
Is this like a conversation they're having right after sex?
Many women experience a decline.
Who the hell talks like this when it's still dripping?
Who even talks?
Hey, I'm tired.
You're talking about everything else but sex right after sex.
Yeah.
Butt sex? What?
No.
Oh, okay. Aside from. That's
aside
the context.
From, right.
Sorry.
Usually,
I thought you meant
sex. I'm going to need a thesaurus.
Yes.
I need another word for butt.
Thesaurus.
Usually she after sex, she's laying there sobbing into the pillow, and you're like, look, I thought you said yes. Sorry.
Oh, All right. Well, it's half over, our new sponsor.
Tell and I'll kill your parents.
No, puppy.
Oh. Puppy works better?
Yes,
here it does.
Women. Mm. And it's available without a prescription. Mm. So I ordered some.
How's it work?
Well, I applied one little fingertip full, and Dream Cream made my skin more sensitive to touch. I was so aroused. Mm-hmm. My sexual pleasure was so intense. Mm. It's lubricating, tasteless, and odorless, so it doesn't interfere, and it worked almost instantly.
You're telling me. Come on, cuddle up over here. Let's see what happens next.
Okay.
That could be the worst acted commercial I've ever heard.
You know, I'm sure the product is a lot of fun to put on and start rubbing around on each other.
Just a fingertip.
But who is that, Mark and Jennifer with their characters?
Hey, what do you say we cuddle up?
I want to hear Steve do the same read.
Yeah.
I want to cuddle up with you.
Make Steve from FoundryMusic.com do the same read.
Oh, that's good. Do we have copy for that? Someone's got to transcribe it.
No, transcribe the copy. You know, I don't think Jimmy will play along, but I want Steve to do it with another guy.
Ah!
Yes.
Just a fingertip
full. Just a fingertip full. Why don't we cuddle up? See what happens.
Who wants to be in the barrel today? They got
that
it.
That was great.
They got it. Jimmy, you'll do it?
Of course.
You'll do it with Steve?
Yes.
Will you play the girl part?
Yeah.
All right.
Someone transcribe
it. Transcribe
that.
This. Steve will be the guy. Steve has no choice. He knows that. And Jimmy Norton will play the girl part, and we'll play the same exact commercial.
Oh, we're only talking?
So, guys, what do you think? It's a new look. I'm totally getting everyone on board with you. You might notice a trend in all of my spots that I bring to the show. If it was me, I would have acted it more like, look, I just apply a fistful.
You can never have enough.
You can never have enough. Better safe than sorry. Now clap. Go ahead. One hand. Oh, hold on. Okay, now do the other hand. Go ahead. Okay, now clap.
I can't.
Tight, huh?
Yeah, Aaron wants to know.
I ain't satisfied till I'm bleeding.
Right, Jesus. Aaron, what's up?
So when she was explaining, you know, how she put a little fingertip on and it was odorless and tasteless, wouldn't you ask her, who the hell were you with? You found it was tasteless?
Well, yeah, that's true. She's with this guy, right?
Yeah.
And then she's talking, the guy didn't realize that she's using this cream?
Well, I mean, she
didn't get that.
She said she found out it was odorless and tasteless when she tried it out and she's explaining it to him. So she must have found out with someone that it was tasteless.
What a little hooah.
Totally.
Who was she with? Yeah, there's problems with that spot. I can't wait to hear the same commercial with Steve reading and Jimmy reading.
Hi. That was great. Yeah. Too bad we don't have sex that often anymore. Well, you know how it is. Your big C in my face just isn't appealing.
That will be bit of the day. No problem. All right, Aaron, thanks.
Later, guys.
All
I'll right. tell you what this cream does after I pick your yam bag hair out of my teeth.
God damn.
John wants to know if that commercial was on Chatterbox. Good GTA 3
yeah.
reference there, Johnny. Joe, what's going on?
Hey, what's up, Owen? Hey, I just wanted to say what's up, and I want to get your vocabulary going before Rick James comes in the studio. Make sure you got the right words.
Oh, vocabulary's got to be
changed.
Well, Rick is here, and he seems like he's having fun already, huh, Ben?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, first of all, you can ask him if he ever went raw dog on any of those tricks that he had with him up there.
All maybe right. Maybe we ought to have you.
Does that mean no condom?
You know what raw
sir?
Dog means?
Is that no condom?
Right. Having sex without a condom.
Ah, very good, Norton.
Hood rat.
Hood rat.
Yeah, hood rat. That's a girl that might call your show and say things like, "I'll eat your food," or "Are you my baby daddy?"
Oh, one of them chicks that called up, she'd be a hood rat.
Female gangster.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, what else?
And so
gangster.
We can keep the airways clean. Instead of saying stuff like heroin or dope or crack, crack is known now as cook 'em up.
Cook 'em up.
Yeah, and, you know, heroin, diesel.
Uh-huh. Diesel?
D-
Diesel, yeah.
Hey, Joe, you're the guy from Newark, right?
Yeah.
Is Monsoon around today?
Mongo, he don't come out, till about 5 o'clock because there's a school zone out here.
5 o'clock? Oh, man. He don't want to get caught in the school zone.
Yeah, that's 1,000 feet within the school zone.
So after the school zone time ends, he comes out?
Yeah, 5 o'clock, you know, the gravy train leaves and you can come out.
5 o'clock, he comes out and sells his goods.
So yeah,
he'll
in
be
the
hallway, selling starting at 5.
What's that?
He'll start selling at 5.
Hey, listen, can I get my Rick James? Is he there? Is he gonna... Can you hear that?
Oh, yeah. All right, Joe, hold on. We'll let you talk to Rick James.
Yeah, you hold on.
All right, hold on. Why don't we take a break and we'll bring Rick James in here,
yes.
Okay? Pull your pants down.
Can I see your taint whipped cream lesbian?
Can we see your butt?
Let me tell you about my balloon nut.
The OPN Information. Radio's own Slaggy.
And EW.
Opie and Anthony, 1027. WNEW.
She's all right.
And we're back with the Opie and Anthony Show. Rick James in the house. Yeah. Building security is up here. Everyone's excited to meet Rick James today.
I want to meet him.
Let's bring him in. A couple phone numbers in the New York area. 877-692-1027. Anywhere else, 866-2774-WOW. That's 866-277-4-WOW.
The old headphones. Oh, yeah, that tune. Playing in the background.
He's probably rolling his eyes right now, like, oh.
Yeah, jeez,
right.
You know how much other stuff I've done?
Right.
And this is like the tune that everyone knows you for.
This is a shame.
Yeah. How you doing, Rick?
Good, man.
Yeah?
Good, buzzing.
Doing all right? Keeping busy?
Pumped up, man. I'm excited.
Yeah.
Excited to be back in New York.
Very cool.
Yeah.
You know something? I have been fascinated with the life of Rick James. I got to tell you.
Oh, don't say
not many people. Rick, you got to be. I mean, please. Not many people have gone through so many things in their life as you.
Well,
you know?
Hopefully they don't.
Well, yeah. Well, some of this stuff is great. I mean, I love the whole thing when, especially when that song was popular. You know, from what I could see, you were knocking them down left and right. You know, a lot of girls, hot chicks of the day, just clamoring over you.
Yeah.
And you were living the life.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden.
Living the high life.
All of a sudden
what?
This story comes out. Behind the music.
Yeah.
This story comes out that here's a guy that's getting chicks all over the place. Then a story comes out that.
Have to force a chick to have.
Right.
Sex.
And I'm like,
now,
this ain't
come on.
Rick James.
Think about that. I want you to think about that one.
Exactly. It's like, why would Rick James, who is getting chicks left and right, then have to
force someone who loves drugs to do drugs.
There you go.
Something is not wrong with this picture.
Exactly. It seemed a little off.
Well,
Rick.
See, that's one of the things behind the music failed to mention.
Mm-hmm.
I think I was pleased with Behind the Music. Other than the fact, I was pleased with it.
Yeah.
Other than the fact that a lot of the stuff that went on that was sealed by the judge, the DA didn't end. The DAs are bribing witnesses and giving witnesses drugs and TV
really?
And things to lie. Oh, yeah, a lot of stuff went on. Yeah, and I mean, anyone in their right mind knows. Yeah, I really have to force a woman to have sex. Yeah, I really have to do that.
For some reason,
and
the
I really have to force them to I really have to force girls who've been kicked out of states because of their drug addiction to do drugs.
It seemed to me it seemed to me like it was just a group of people that enjoyed doing some drugs and having some sex, got together, and all of a sudden she freaked out?
Well, no, what it was she came to my house. She came to my house with this other girl, 6 in the morning. I guess she told the jury she came to a cocktail party. I always have them at 5 in the morning. Right? and we were on the floor in the closet somewhere in the first half an hour. Anyway, she stayed for like a month and a half.
A month and a half.
And
I guess when
she finally went back to her pimp or her man,
mm-hmm.
He was a little pissed off, and
she came out with the story.
Yeah, and They just try, you know, it was much more to that. I mean, I got a book coming out called Confessions of a Super Freak. One, we're going to expose a lot of the stuff that the judge hid and a lot of that stuff.
There were a lot of stories of, like, torture, though.
Right. I'm Marquis de Sade, right. I torture every woman, sure.
Let me just believe that it's true because you're my idol. Let me just believe it.
Sorry. You know, I love the concept, you know. I mean, yeah. Marquis de Sade, one of my favorite characters in life.
The images.
That's the Bugs Bunny. And, every woman I think I've ever had sex with, I think I've tortured, maimed, cut, stabbed.
The images that it conjured up.
That's why there were so many lined up around the courthouse. Right.
Rick James just going nuts and torturing a woman. The images it conjured up was like, wow.
Oh, I have to torture
them. What the hell is going on with this life?
Look, before we make love, they have to get tied up and tortured and stabbed. And poisoned.
See, that makes sense.
Yeah.
I mean, sounds like Norton's date.
Yes.
I don't spank butts. I just brand them.
Is that it?
So there was no torturing?
Sorry for all of you S&M freaks who lined up there with your whips and chains.
No, huh?
I'm sorry.
Now they
have to go see Prince.
For some reason, the jury didn't buy this.
No, they didn't.
And they sent you away.
Well, really.
Now, you weren't doing, at the time, you were into doing crack? Is that what?
I hate to say I don't do crack and didn't like crack. I freebased of cocaine.
You know something? A lot of people that freebase the coke don't like when it's called doing crack.
No, they don't.
It's much more. Freebasing cocaine, a lot more civilized than doing crack.
It's politically correct to say freebase.
It sounds cooler. It sounds cool. It's a lot more.
It's sure.
I'm freebasing.
Right. For those out there who think crack and freebase are the same, you're a fool. That's why they cost the same. That's why you can buy crack for $10 and $100.
Freebase, very refined. You go out, you get your ether, ammonia, you mix it up.
See, there you go, going back to the old days. reliving those times, reliving those old feelings.
Rick, I got to say, I partook in a little freebase cocaine myself back in the 80s.
I partook in a lot of freebase.
And I'll tell you one thing.
And you're here to talk about it.
It did make you feel good.
But it didn't. Yeah, and as soon as you did it, you wanted to burn and torture someone, didn't you?
Well, yes, I did, and I captured a lot of people and tortured them. And
they're
sent
still
up.
In his basement.
Did you ever get high with a party with Richard Pryor? Did you ever get high with Pryor?
No, matter of fact, when I sang with Richard and he used to do that drug, that's what made me not want to do it.
Yeah.
See, for a long time, I was totally against it. I mean, we used to start cocaine in the 80s all the time.
Who didn't, Rick?
And at every session, every time we recorded, you know, it was like the end thing to do. You hang out in Studio 54 and, you know, the Palladium and you, or Paris, wherever you go, and you snort cocaine.
But everyone had their coke.
I used to watch people really change. And Richard was one of them, man. Richard used to get really weird off freebasing, and girls would like take out all these bottles and baking soda and ether and all this stuff, and I never understood that. So for a long time I was down on that.
Yeah,
I really cursed the day that I started. I went from spending like
who showed you the freebase? Who showed you?
Well, what happened was I was sorting and I was spending like I don't know $200,000 a year and some Jose writing it off Jose Coca. Some strange thing.
Well, right off, right.
And then during the street song tour, we went to Chicago. And I don't want to name the organization, but, you know, they were a political organization.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy came in and he had this big case. And it opened up like four ways, right? And he these pipes and all this stuff.
Like he's
and he said, and he says, have you ever done this? And I said, no. And then he closed the case back up. So what are you doing? He said, well, I'm not going to be the first one to turn you on.
Ah.
I said, I was just kidding. I've done it before. I was just
right.
kidding. And he opened it back up, and I had my one of my security members, about 6 foot six, and he said he had tried it. He lied, too. And so they made this stuff up, and he took a hit of it, and he fell flat on his back.
Yeah.
And I says, I got to have that.
Everyone remembers that first big puff of freebase smoke.
And I never quite got high off it, but I did hire someone to go on the road and cook it up for me.
Yeah.
And all these groups used to steal him because he would cook so good.
He was the good cook.
God, why are you making me remind you of all these? Oh, God.
Because it's interesting. Wait. So there was just a guy that followed you on tours, and that was his.
And he
and
cooked.
That was his only
yes,
job.
Yes, yes. And his job was to cook.
Motley Crue told us that they had a drug deal that would just
matter of fact,
around.
He was so good. He was so good at cook. He would cook up the coke, and the water would be invisible. And he would go in the room and bring back another rock.
How about that?
He was very good.
What, he used the eyedropper and put it on a slate or something?
He was just a really good cocaine thief. And he could just do that. Go ahead. He's just a really good cook. And all of these rock and roll groups and people used to steal him.
Didn't you realize, Rick, after the first hit, you'd never get quite as good a buzz the whole rest of the night?
You know what? I couldn't understand the high. You know, it was like when I first rebased, I didn't understand that high.
No?
It took me 3, 4, 5 times to really get it. And once
I understand.
No, really.
I got to get a grasp
because when you sort it, I mean, bam, you know what it's like, okay? But when you start smoking and you don't understand something, you're trying to say, well, what is the big deal?
You know?
And then next thing, you're spending $5,000-$6,000 a week on the big deal.
then you know what the big deal is.
Yeah, right.
It's called addiction.
Oh, serious addiction.
Wow. So you were going through a lot of cash.
Yeah, I went through.
Kind of got you into a little bit of trouble, I guess.
Well, you know, that happened really. All the trouble came forth. Like, my mother was, I was out in California and I brought this house. And Mickey Rooney used to have, and it's a beautiful place. Matter of fact, I was going to say, it took me like 4 months to realize I had this beautiful rose garden on the side of the house. I got to just stay to my, because my, you know, my mother was dying of cancer at the time, and I really didn't care about living or dying, so I brought a lot of degradating people around me, and I didn't really care about who hung around, you know, and it was mostly, you know, a lot of women, and there's a lot of degradation, you know.
A little self-destructive.
And it was, you know, I didn't care. So I brought a lot of people around that, you know, I was cruising for a bruising, you know?
Yeah.
I was headed straight forward. I didn't really care. So when all of that went down, it really saved my life. I mean, you know, because really it was a curse turned into a blessing.
Well, sometimes stuff like that happens and you end up dead instead of...
The judge wanted to give me like 3 lifetimes, and I was like getting high every day and snoring and going to sleep in court. I said, 3 lifetimes? How do you do 3 lifetimes? Would you like die and come back and do like another lifetime?
If you were able to come back, you would have to go back to prison.
Yeah, he was calling me all these names, Charles Manson, and on either side.
How much time did you get?
Well, really what I got was, I got 5 years, but it was suspended into like, 8 months at a drug thing.
Mm-hmm.
But when I went to the drug prison, I didn't know that the head of the prison was allowed to exclude you if you had violence, you know, and there was violence on my record, you know, and so she excluded me, which means she put me out of that. And I'm kind of glad because had I done that 8 months, I would have been on parole probably for the rest of my life, damn near.
Yeah.
So she said, she excluded me and I induced to 5 years. And I did close to 3 years at Folsom Prison.
3 years in Folsom Prison.
Which was fantastic, believe it or not.
Really?
Yeah.
What's the experience? I just want to hear what your experience was in prison.
Well,
goddamn Oz. You ever watch Oz?
Oh, man, Oz is kindergarten, man. Man, Oz is Oz.
Oz.
Oz is kindergarten, man.
Oz is kindergarten. What does Rick James think now when you're brought into Folsom. Now, here you were, a guy that had a hell of a friggin' career.
Right.
Going.
I was the last one, and I was the last one off this bus, right? And all these guys were shackled, being dropped off at prison. And I'm the I got this little bag, and the cop tells me, he realizes I'm Rick James, he says, wow, if I knew it was you, I would have gave you an extra bologna sandwich. And I said, well, you know, thanks a lot.
Yeah,
and I get off
needed.
The bus, and these 4,000 guys are in this yard. And all of them stop and come over to the fence.
Uh-oh.
And start yelling, yeah, Rick, Mary Jane's, with Mary Jane girls, come to my cell, that I rah, rah, rah. And I said, uh-oh.
Like, who do I hook up with?
What's really going on? But you know what? It was an experience because I grew up. I got a chance to kick the drug. I wrote close to 300 songs when I was there. I always said to myself, I needed like 2 or 3 years to clean out, you know, and I could have gotten high in prison. I mean, there's plenty of drugs in prison, but like you really want to get high with a bunch of dudes around, right? I'm used to getting high with 4 or 5 women, drinking Cristal in the sauna, laying in the pool, butt naked.
That's the thing. You're going from that to now those bars slide
down.
Yeah,
Bubba and everybody next door, you know.
What was going through your mind? Did you go like, oh, my God, where the hell did I F up?
You know what? It took me a while to sober up, really, and by that time I was like on my way to Folsom. I had gotten out of CRC, which was that narcotics prison, And I was on the way to Folsom, and reality set in, because Folsom's like a bastille. It looks like an old castle.
It's a very famous prison.
They sent me to the very worst. Well, let's send him to the worst place we can, the cesspool of the world. And Folsom was it. But and the SEALs were all rednecks. I mean, they were all guys.
Right. Yeah.
They had lots whether I would survive or not, or who would be the first one to shoot me, who would be the first one to beat me down, who would be the first one to lock me in a hole, who would be the first one to write me
now
up.
What did anything happen? Any stories of...
No, man, because those cats looked after me, man, and gave me more love, even the Aryan race. I mean, even...
Really?
Even guys in the Aryan race, because... They, and a lot of lifers. Because had I went in there a punk, or had I went in there stuck up, or had I went in there acting better... I probably would have been dead, you know, but I wouldn't. I mean, I'm me. I'm what I am. Mm-hmm. I'm Rick. And most of them had lived, like I met guys who had been in there 20 years, 23, 24, 25 years, man. And they had pretty much grown up to me.
Right.
On my music. Whether they were White Chicano, Eminem's, BGF, 411, Crips, Bloods, Mexican Mafia, it didn't really matter.
Bringing them all together through Rick James music.
No, man, they were in love with the Mary Jane girls, and they would ask me questions, you know, and I worked in the library, and, you know, put a lot of them down on reading and writing, and it became an experience, man. It became a really nice experience.
What'd you do to satisfy yourself? You make up one of those washcloths with a glove in there, and we heard about that. What's it called?
Man, you know black people don't do that kind of stuff.
What's that? What was it called, Rick? Do you remember?
I forgot. The homemade bandages.
No, what is it? You see, they have a good grip on it. What is it? I don't know.
It was that thing.
I don't know what that thing is.
Rick, you take a washcloth and you wrap it up real tight.
No, man. Shove
a glove in there and lube.
I didn't have to go through that. All I had to do was call a certain lieutenant or a certain sergeant females, and they would come.
Oh, yes, sir.
3 o'clock.
Were you banging in prison?
Unlock the cell and take me to a room.
God damn, Rick James. Wait, tell me, you were getting banged in prison?
I got what I wanted in prison.
That's right.
I'm Rick James. What do you think? I'm just going to lay there and I got to find female security guards walking around talking about, ooh, I just loved Mary Jane. Ooh.
Hey, did they bend over on the other side of the bars
No, they open the bars up and then they bend over.
I think it's more erotic if you do it through the bars.
Frank.
Well,
you want a little piece of this?
I had a cellmate. We had to kind of keep it cool.
Yeah. So you're
but no, I mean, honestly.
What did your cellmate do while you were getting banged?
He wasn't around. They'd tell you, they would open up the cell and they would tell me to come to a room. And
oh, so it's like you're going on official business somewhere,
yeah,
you know, get
yeah,
a little
yeah,
meeting.
Exactly.
And then the room would come off.
Yeah,
and
go drink some wine and have some steak and, you know,
and
eat a few
and
other
get
things.
Get some.
Yeah, get a little bit.
God
How much
damn Rick James.
For sex?
Huh?
Would they charge for the sex?
No
charge.
One even charge.
It's Rick James.
It's Rick James.
Man, charge.
They're just doing it to get some of the Rick James.
No, what it was there were a lot of Folsom had a lot of like lieutenants that were female and sergeants. You know?
Yeah,
and they had clout, you know. So if they wanted me out of my cell 2 a.m. or 3 a.m, they would just come and you know say we want to talk to him in private, and that would be that. But you don't think I played?
Wow. Huh? Did all the other guys in the prison ask to smell your fingers when you got back from the meetings or anything? Because that would be like, Rick, go. Put
no,
the fingers
man,
out
no.
through there. I gotta sniff that digit. Were
no,
they using the
no,
dream
man,
cream?
No. You would have been watching Eyes too much.
Yeah.
Man. You eyes
you know,
out.
That show scares the bejesus out of me. I would never even want to go near a prison. Forget about it. Everyone seems to be getting it in the can.
Somebody told me...
Yeah, because of that show, we're not going to be torturing any girls anytime soon.
No
way.
I was up for a part in Oz, and the people were telling me, everyone that does a part for that has to appear nude.
That's what it seems like, right?
No, well, that's what it is. That's
yeah.
The law. And I say, really? I said, that's totally ridiculous. I mean, it never happened, but I mean, I really didn't even want to go through that prison experience again.
Are you too shy to be nude on TV there, Rick?
No, but they're going to pay me more money than what they were offering.
He is a legendary role.
Oh, my
yeah.
God. We've all
legendary.
Heard the stories. No, but
you guys are the first guys that really, I mean, what I just told you was the truth that happened there.
Yeah.
You guys are the very first guys that ever asked me that question.
Really?
I never got into that.
Well, you'll be asked tomorrow. We're ridiculous.
Because what happened was, when I left, these two lieutenants who threw me like this kind of like little party, matter of fact, they got fired, which was really sad.
Cold, geez.
Right after I left.
Because of what they were doing with
no,
you?
No, because one guy came in and he was taking, one guy who was supposedly, he was a CO, And he was kind of taking pictures of all of us, you know, eating pizza and partying. And it was the night before I left. And that was really the saddest part of the
pizza party.
Yeah, I had a pizza party before I left. That's right. I ate pizza, that's right. What do you expect, Rick James? What do you expect? I'm supposed to be in there.
I'm just thinking prison, Rick, and I'm thinking, you know.
Prison is prison, man, and if you got what you got, you get what you get.
I know it from Oz. I'm thinking Rick James in the weight room looking for someone to shank him.
I keep telling you, that's kidding.
Here comes the Aryan Nation. Look out, they're trying to shank Rick James.
You know,
dive in front.
You know, I had one fight, man.
You did?
In CIC. It wasn't in Folsom. Against some Russian type Aryan dude, and
you choke him with your mule?
No, but I whooped his no, you know what I did? I whooped his ass
you
real
did.
Good in the bathroom. Yeah, I did. Yeah. He suckered me about something. Me and him were having it out or something, and that was dormitory living, and he gave me a sucker, and I stood up for myself, man. I'm not a punk. Like I said, if I would have went in there acted like a punk, I would have, you know, they would have taken me as that.
Yeah. Well, there you go. It was Rick James
right
in prison.
Rick
what
was
about,
banging in jail. Man.
I also want to ask you about
Linda Blair.
Linda Blair. I mean, that was something that came out of nowhere. It was like all of a sudden.
God, are we really going there today? We are really touching the subject.
I got to be honest with you.
What
I've been
do you
fascinated.
Want? What about Linda?
I'm fascinated with your life. I'm fascinated with. How did you hook up with Linda Blair today, Rick?
Okay.
How did you hook up with her?
All right, me and Linda met. There was a magazine called We Magazine. Remember that?
I remember that.
Okay. Okay.
That was good spanking. Linda. Good jacking material.
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
You do a lot of spanking, man. You gotta let me get you an old lady at the show tomorrow, man.
We was a lot better than anything else at the time, especially because they showed the roast beef shot.
The roast beef shot.
You know what I mean? The chewed hubba bubba shot.
The chewed hubba bubba. What the?
Looks like you chewed up some of that big pink bubble gum and threw it on a barbershop floor.
Oh, that muff.
Right.
Oh, okay.
I liked that.
That vertical
mouth. It was good to get Jack into that magazine.
I don't think Rick has ever jacked in his
life. Man. No.
Oh, please. You just got to ring the bell. Oh, ladies, hop the knob, please. Rick, when did you start
Super
getting
freak.
Laid? No, back to that Linda Blair thing.
Yeah.
She had done a layout in We Magazine. Now, the only thing I knew about Linda Blair was I was scared to death when I saw Exorcist.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie about it. I'm not going to sit here and try to be macho man. Jeez. And I'm sure it did everybody who was back at that time.
Yeah.
And Linda did a layout, and she was like, it was cold-blooded. I mean, she was like, damn.
Oh, those
It was a layout. And they asked her, and along with the four or five page color pictures of her laying by this pool and all this other stuff, they asked her, who, if there was one man that you had to be with, who would you want to be with? And she said, Rick James.
And that's an invitation for Rick in a goddamn We Magazine.
Yeah, exactly.
Pretty much.
But you know what? In the old days, that's how actresses and actors got together.
Really? They would just say something in an interview?
They would drop hints in
so
there.
Okay.
How long did it take you to drop the magazine
and
pick up the phone?
Well, my valet came to me. The guy was this guy who was working for me came to me and said, look, Rick, read this. And I sent her some roses, and I ended up doing a wee layout, too. And we met here right in New York with Mark over at Mark Fleischman's hotel. And we met
hit it off?
We became really close. Yeah.
Wow. And then what happened with the relationship? Because you guys were together for how long?
We were together off and on for a few years. We're still very close.
Are you?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
What happened to the... Was it something that... did the drugs play a part, or...?
She was trying to stop. I mean, and she had virtually pretty much stopped. I mean, she was still drinking a little, but
it's kind of hard to hang out with a guy who's out of control.
Well, no, I mean, she,
did she give you any of that exorcist talk?
That F me, F me, F me.
You mean that she rolled her head around and suckled like that?
Screaming the F me, F me, F me.
No. See, y'all got to get Linda in here to stand. See, I won't talk. I can't. Because,
we're just
you guys will get her in here and y'all do the same thing.
I'd love to have her in here. She's
pretty
girl.
She's a very, very sweet person.
Without any detail, I'm not going to ask you to, tell tales like that.
You're not going to get it.
But there had to be some point, especially the first time you did get intimate, where you're like, screwing the Exorcist chick. It's like, I'm going to...
Holy
Jesus.
No.
See, you with your ego, you're probably like, she's probably thinking, I'm screwing Rick James. That's cool, man.
I'm not even going to touch it, man.
Yeah.
I'm not going near it.
I hear you.
She'll hear about it. She'll never speak to me. Or whatever. Grabbing some gravy or whatever.
A mule and... Yeah, I hear you.
It's a fifi, by the way.
That's good.
A fifi.
Yeah, the prison badge is called a fifi.
Oh, a fifi.
The homemade
badge. The homemade
thing. Yeah, I remember
what?
That. They called it a fifi.
They called it a fifi in the joint.
Some guys can't just ring up the guards and bang them in another room. They got to make a fifi.
Well, you know, hey, everybody ain't RJ. You understand?
I hear you.
I get the stuff. I get
that's for sure.
What you think? I'm going to go in there and let George or Bubba like, you know, drill me?
Like I said, my only knowledge of prison is Oz. And
Oz,
that's
yeah.
all I want to even. I never want to get any closer to prison than my television set. And sometimes that's too much when they're showing the guys doing each other. Who needs that, Rick?
You know what? I never saw a whole Oz.
No?
Never saw a whole Oz. I see little bits and pieces every time I see it. I kind of laugh because it's always over-dramatized.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not really like, well, where I was, I mean, you have your sex, you have your Aryan race, and you have your Mexican mob, and you have your you
that's know, enough for you me know, to not want to go.
And everybody does sit in their parts of the, you know, in the kitchen or whatever. And, but, you know, there's, you know, and sometimes fights break out and people get shot, but I mean, it's
yeah,
not,
whatever.
You know, it's not near as
it's prison.
Dramatic as,
God damn.
You know.
Yeah, it sounds. You know something? It's Scared Straight for me. You remember that show, Scared Straight, where they scared the kids by taking them into prison?
Matter of fact, don't they have a woman on there who's like who takes stuff from dudes like whatever she wants or something? And she kind of like, I'm taking you.
Oh, one of the guards. Yeah.
Yeah.
She comes up and just much like Rick James.
And then the guys refuse sometimes.
Yeah. Well, she's a heifer pig.
Who cares really when you're doing 25 years? You don't care if she looks like Prince. You're going to do it.
Can I ask the question that everybody's been afraid to ask, Rick?
What?
Did you or Eddie Murphy write Party All the Time?
No, I wrote Party All the Time.
You did?
For Eddie.
You wrote that just for him?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, the song did well at the time, Jim.
Yeah, it did, actually.
Yeah?
That song went to number one against radio's permission, because radio didn't really want that song to go anywhere.
I got to admit.
I know you guys. See, you guys, Eddie was already a multi-millionaire.
Yeah.
He wasn't doing any interviews. He didn't want to talk to you guys. You guys were always trying to get him. He was saying, hell with you. And y'all didn't want to play that record. But people kept calling up, you know, those little... I'm a star.
We just can't...
Nobody in the fucking world can get away with this shit y'all...
Wait a minute, Rick.
Now you're going to bleep me.
Hold it, Rick. We're at a dump now.
We have ran out of delay. That's hilarious.
Yeah.
We ran out of delay. Now we're going to have to play that with all the bleeps in it someday.
I know.
Every time you curse, they dump
they
like
dump out
seconds.
Of the
but
show.
But you know what? You guys, man, are incredible. You get away with you.
We have fun. Rick, we have fun, Rick.
But Rick,
yes, you do.
Isn't this fun though? You're being honest. We're asking some questions.
It's fantastic.
And no one's turning off their radio because this is fascinating. We learned that Rick James was getting banged in prison.
I wish our radio was
by females.
I wish our radio was like this.
It's a blast. We just hang out.
What about talking about this show tomorrow?
Yeah, definitely.
Yes.
Rick James is playing B.B. King's B.B. King Blues Club, West 42nd, between 7th and 8th, tomorrow and Saturday.
That's a cool club, man.
Very nice.
Yeah, very cool.
I'm really looking forward to it.
See Rick James down there.
Rick, I don't want to bring the mood down at all, but I do have to ask you, is it true you had a stroke in late 98?
Yeah, about 2.5 years ago I did, in Denver, yeah.
Wow, must have been minor. Thank God.
No.
No?
I broke two blood vessels in the back of my neck. The cerebellum and the medulla. I was in the hospital 7 months.
Wow.
And
damn.
I wasn't able to walk. I wasn't able to see straight. I wasn't able to write. And I did 5 months of rehab. It was a very humbling experience, I must say, you know?
Wow.
And I can't say what it was from. The doctor said I moved my neck, maybe. I moved my head too much.
Well, don't say that. I'm not even going to move now. See? No one's making everyone scared.
Yeah, because we all wake up in the morning and kind of, you know,
crick the neck a little bit.
And you can't move all day. Now I'm going to worry I'm going to have a stroke.
But, it was very hot at this place. And, Denver's pretty high up, you know.
Oh, it was in Denver,
yeah. It was in Denver, Colorado. Yeah. But, I did. And it was like... It took me 5 months to, just to be able to catch a ball or just to be able to write my name.
Rick, walk us through it, though. You wake up in the morning and all of a sudden you know something's wrong? I mean...
No, I went off stage, man. I went off stage and I felt fine and I went back to the hotel. And a guy who works for me named Tom, I asked him, I asked him to rub, my neck started. I said, would you like to try to get that out? And then he touched it. I just didn't even want to be touched. I went to the window and it just seemed like I had drank... I mean, I never have, but it seemed like I have drank 40 bottles of bourbon, so the whole room just went top, you know, and there was no, you know, yeah. And then I went to the hospital, and I walked out of the hospital, and the next morning I, like, couldn't,
Why, they misdiagnosed it?
Yeah, they sure did.
What did they say? Ah, you pinched the nerve.
No, they said I had, if you believe this, I laid in the hospital room for about 5 hours. They said I had gastritis.
Gas. Jesus,
or something,
man.
Or something very close
right.
to that. And they gave me this bottle of stuff to take. And I walked out. And I walked back to the hotel room, and I was fine. I mean, I took the car back to the hotel. Then the next morning, I, like, the right side of me cringed, and I, like, it was just a weird thing. And, you know, when my old lady picked me up in L.A., she said she didn't recognize I was in a wheelchair. And I couldn't focus. The whole room was still moving all around. And she wanted me to go to the hospital then, but I said, well, I'll wait till the morning. In the morning, it was the same thing. They took me, and the doctor said, really, it was she brought me right in the nick of time. it was a bad scene. I didn't ever think, you know, that was...
Did you do anything about the first doctors you saw?
You know, I really felt like suing them and going through all of that, but I don't know what a friend of mine told me. Even if I did, it would only be so much money. There's a law in Denver. Yeah, because they really, they really didn't give me the EKGs, and they didn't.
Maybe if they got a little earlier, it wouldn't have been
what?
So long.
I'm going to tell you, man, you know, the honest thing about it was, man, the way I felt, the way they threw me on a gurney was like, here's this drug rock musician, and it was a drug thing, and here's this cat, you know, and the hell with me, the way they threw me around. You know, I felt really, almost racist overtones, way they, because it was kind of sprinkly rain. They had me laying out in the rain a little bit, you know. I felt a little disgraced.
Not many of the brothers in Denver, huh?
No, not a lot of brothers in Denver, baby. I wish, you know. Okay.
Did you lose any sensation or anything?
Yeah, on my whole right side. I mean, I still have a little problem with my equilibrium, but hey, God is good. Things are good, man. I mean, I'm back on the road and having fun, and you know. I'm here with you guys.
Very cool.
Whacking the walk and pulling
whacking
the stroke.
Whacking and jacking.
And me muffing the moon and filling the liver. Whatever
it takes, man.
You guys got the words. And you better stop watching Oz. I'm telling you, leave Oz alone.
We love the Oz.
Frightening show.
God, Rick James. You want to take some phone calls, Rick? I don't know how much time we got with you. They're saying five.
Sure, man. Well, yeah, of course.
Can you hang for a little longer?
Yeah.
All right, let's...
With you guys, I wouldn't want to leave.
All right, cool. Let's go to Paul. Hey, Paul, what's going on, man?
Hey, guys, what's going on?
Hey.
Excuse me, Mr. James?
You can call me Rick.
Oh, okay, excuse me, Mr. Rick.
You can call me Mr. Rick.
Did you ever see the movie Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas with Johnny Depp?
Oh, that was a good one.
What was the name of it?
Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas.
A lot of
Fear
drugs.
Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas. No, I never saw that one.
It's a must-see on the rental. Anyway, right next to that... And Ronnie Dangerfield, you are the world's greatest thing to ever come out of America, sir.
I never heard
you know
that.
What? I want to thank you very much.
Compared to Rodney.
Thank you, man. Thank you, man. Thank you very, very much for that compliment.
Hey, God bless, man.
Thank you, man. Thank you very much. And I hope you come to the show tomorrow or Saturday.
I'll try and make it, sir.
BB King.
Try and make it. Introduce yourself, man.
Yeah, BB King Blues Club, West 42nd.
Now, see, that kind of, that's the kind of stuff that keeps me going.
Hey, you were born and raised in Buffalo. We're on in Buffalo now, Rick.
Oh, really?
Ooh.
Yeah. God. I'll never be able to go home again. You know what? I may get arrested when I walk out of here.
Yeah, you just might.
So you're the guy knocking out all the seals and falling. Okay.
Hey, we put together a fact sheet. You know, we all got together and then try to figure out what we want to talk about here. Is it true your mother ran numbers for the Italian mob?
Yes, she did. She ran numbers for the gangsters, and she fed eight. She raised eight children by herself from it.
And from running numbers,
and I'm proud to say she also played numbers too.
Oh, yeah.
What you know that is, you go to sleep, you dream, and you wake up and you play a number and you hit. Well, she did that too, and she hit off all of us, and all she made a very, very lucrative. Sent my brother to Georgetown University, top law school. Sent my sister to this top accounting school with CPA. She did very well. Yes, she did run numbers. And I'm proud to say it.
Numbers runner.
Yep.
Nice. Yeah, raised. My family did that too, but I'm Italian, so it was the law.
No. we had to pay y'all. That's it.
Hey, John, you're next with Rick James. What's up?
Hey, how you doing, Mr. James? I was wondering, what do you think about MC Hammer making all that money off this song?
Well, number one, he didn't make as much money as you think. When someone does a song of mine, they have to make a deal with my administrator. MC Hammer did about an 80-20 deal. Where he made his money was when he was touring. I make the majority of the money when they do a sample deal, okay? But what he did wrong was buying helicopters and guns for the Oakland police. And horses for $500,000.
Man, that guy knew how to spend his money.
He was a total fool. And really, the thing I'm really pissed off about, I got paid very well off that. But the thing I'm really mad about, he never ever really once said one time that, you know, it was a Rick James song.
He never, because he won awards for that song, right?
We won a Grammy together because he put himself in as one of the writers.
And he,
He never said, you know, he said, I read one magazine, he said, I took a Rick James guitar lick. What? But yes, he played very, very well and he got very, very broke.
I say that another great behind the music was him.
Now he's a preacher.
Buying that goddamn mansion that he bought. And
now he's a preacher. It brought the Oakland police guns and helicopters. Yeah. Hey, here's somebody going to kill some more blacks.
Wow.
We know you need help. I know you need help. So here, you can't touch this. Go kill some more of the blacks in Oakland. Here's some helicopters and guns that I made off a Rick James record. Go kill them.
Holy, seems like you're holding a grudge there.
Yeah, well, you know, hey, God bless him, City Hammer. You know, like I said, he's preaching now. They all go to God when they get broke. Even in prison, everybody gets very religious.
Yeah.
They all become Muslims and Christians, and when they get out, it's, you son of a bitch.
You probably got a little more spiritual, but you didn't go the whole route, right?
Well, you know, I was born Catholic, so my head was messed up from the jump. You know, Domino Biscuit spirit troubles at altar boy, man.
Right.
But I'm a true spiritualist. I truly believe in God, and I try to stay taqwa. You know, God conscious everything I do, you know, and I just try to be a good person, man.
I think everybody was expecting after your hardships for you to come out and have the collar on and just start preaching the words of Jesus.
No. If anything, I'm just preaching for people, man, to have fun, man, and just do each other better, man. Love each other. That's
what it is. See, a lot of the Rick James songs are just all purely about effing, which I think was great.
No, you know, that is totally wrong.
Yes.
You know, that is
come
like,
on.
No, that is totally wrong. Man, I've written songs about MXRs, ICBMs, a missile. I've written songs about dropping nuclear waste.
Everyone knew what that missile was. A big slung, Rick.
Oh,
I got the metaphor.
I've written songs about Mary Jane. I mean,
Mary Jane slang for that.
Every song.
So, I know where you're coming from.
In other words, what you're saying is every song I've ever written has to do with poontang.
Right.
Poontang. You are so sick. I thought I was really writing some politically
people that want to just scratch the surface
songs
might see that, but you look deep like me, you realize everything's about effing and his hog.
Right.
That MX missile, that's your mule, man.
Is it?
You're going to go crashing into some vag with it.
Even the Mary Jane girls.
Right.
Now, my house, okay?
Yeah.
That was, I wrote a song, My House, for the Mary Jane girls.
My house,
that's
the
a vagina.
House for your missile, which is, yeah.
No, that's my house is a vagina.
All right.
And the key that unlocks the door, that is the Panario.
Right, that's lubricant.
The exactly. All right, so, you know, in that case, yes.
Where are you coming from?
Exactly.
Because her lover wasn't home. Probably someone like you whacking the hoop. Pinching the meats and pulling the groin.
Jack. At the Fifi.
Hey, yeah, yeah.
God, this is a lot of fun, Rick. I got to tell you. Let's go to John. John.
John,
what's up? Hey, John.
My name's Mark.
Oh, all right. What's up, Mark?
My name's Geronimo. Mr. James, you and I had met at a party one time.
Oh.
Do you recognize my voice? No, I guess not.
Oh, yeah.
It's deep. I know that.
At a party, were you tied up in a closet being burnt with a crack pipe?
No, it was never like that. It wasn't like that.
No,
everybody's got
a
misconception about bass and crack. Believe me.
Tell them, John, what's happening.
You know what? It's so hysterical. I got to bring this up again.
Bass
the free bass people
just look down on the crackheads.
Because crack is garbage and freebase is real cocaine. I didn't spend $1 million on that crap for nothing. Tell them, Geronimo, we learned something in our addiction, didn't we?
The thing is, it's like driving into a brick wall at 100 miles an hour with a Rambler or a Lexus.
Crack?
You're still dead.
Crack is the... Well, no, hey, but no.
A little more style
crack
on the way into
the
wall.
Crack is the poor man's freebase.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mr. James.
Yes, sir.
You came out great. I mean, out of prison and everything like that. But when we partied together, it was years ago, man. Many years ago. The drug situation, everybody thinks when you take that one puff, that's how high you're going to get. That's untrue. It's all in reference to the person doing it.
That's right.
And I'm not, you know, saying people should do it or shouldn't do it. It's up to them.
That's true.
And in reference to torturing, man, a girl who gets tortured after doing crack, she must be bugging her brains out. There's no such thing. But you're a great guy, and... they just twisted things around. I knew it wasn't true about you.
Thank you,
know,
very
I just
much.
Hope that...
thank you, man.
Yeah, I'm cool, too. But,
Hey, Florentine, where'd you party with Rick James?
What'd you say to me?
Where did you party
no,
with
no,
Rick James?
Say, what was the first word? What'd you call me?
Florentine.
Florentine.
You sound like a guy, yeah, that we know.
My name is not Florentine.
No?
My name is Geronimo from Westchester.
All right. Thanks, bro.
And he's not going to tell you where we partied together. Right. What do you think he's going to tell you?
Yeah. Chris has a question for Rick James. Chris.
Hey, what's up, Rick?
How's it going,
man? What's up, Chris?
I have two questions. First question is it true that you gave it to Aretha Franklin in the back door?
What?
Is that a rumor? Is
that actually a rumor?
You know
that's
what?
Out there?
Didn't absolutely. I tell you this boy was gay when I when he got all? Didn't I tell you he was going to give me some kind of. Listen to me. What is this back door stuff with you, okay? What kind of fetish do you have with this back door? Be proud. Listen. Be proud of your homosexuality, okay? No, I mean that. Be proud of it, okay? Whatever you are, be proud. Stand strong. Come out of the closet. Wave your freak flag high, boy. But don't call me up asking about Aretha Franklin at the back door. Next question. Give me somebody with some pride.
Wait, Rick.
Relish your gayness,
Rick.
Chris. He's talking about the balloon knot there,
and
Rick.
Dude, she still walks, so obviously he didn't give it to her in the
back
door.
You know what? I would love him to get with Aretha and ask that.
Yeah, she'll kick his ass,
woo,
right?
Have his ass rolling all over here.
Did you show Aretha some respect?
All right, what's the next question?
All right. I don't know if he's having fun anymore.
Well, you said he had two.
Yes, he
is. I blew him off for you.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
Joe's
been waiting an hour to talk to you.
Joe,
what's going on, bro?
Hey, what's up, man? Hey, Rick, man, you one of the my biggest idols growing up. But are you completely clean now?
As far as I mean, I drink a little wine every now and then.
How about some weed?
What do you offer?
You got some Mary Jane? You got some good Mary Jane?
Yeah, mine go outside now.
You got some good Mary Jane? You going to have out in front for me? Well, hey.
We got a stairwell, Rick.
We take it out to the stairwell. How do you feel about all these new rappers like taking your gimmick and getting on Casey Kasem Countdown? I never heard you on that.
I've been on Casey Kasem Countdown before.
Well, now it's like every other song is like a rap song on it. You ever heard them?
I'm going to go smoke some freebase with Rick James. Hi, I'm Casey Kasem.
No, I don't really know what's going on with Casey. I mean, you know, the things have changed, man, in 20 years. You know, right now rap is and hip-hop is happening, and
what do you think of
it's all good.
What do you think of today's music?
It depends on what today's music we're talking about.
Who you like and who you...
Well, come on, Rick.
Who you're not
there. You know it's all whack.
Welcome back to the countdown.
After watching his best buddy, Notorious B.I.G., get smoked and assassinated, P. Diddy continued and forged on with his Bad Boy family.
Exactly.
So here's P. Diddy and Rob Black Rob in at number 10. Come on, man. You're a real master of this.
You know, it's fine. Okay, well, let me just put it like this. There's some rap out there that is positive, but when rappers get out there and use the B word and the N word, and when they talk about shooting each other and they talk about AKs, that I completely frown down on, okay? Totally. So, I mean, there's probably more negative rap out there than there is positive.
See, but they'd say, we're just keeping it real.
They can say what the hell they want to say.
They're taking it from the streets, what they grow up with.
Yeah, well, you know what?
And then putting it on
Most people that say the N-word have no idea what it means because it has nothing to do with black or ignorant or anything. They have no idea what it means. A nigger means foul fish in Swahili. In a World Translation book, it means foul fish. It has nothing to do with ignorant. We used to call ourselves that out of an endearment thing. White people took it as a derogative thing, number one. So they don't know what the hell they're saying. Number two, every woman to me is not a bitch. My mother is a one. My sister is a one. And my old lady is a one. And I hate to hear that word.
That one that says you kidnapped her is one. You could call her a bitch.
Yeah,
if
you call she's the only bitch I know.
Call her a C word.
That one. But that's the only bitch I know. But the bottom line is that black music is where it is. Basically, one reason is because the government has taken musical instruments and stuff out of schools. So these kids don't really have a way to go. So what do? They sample, and they do the best that they can. I wish that lyrically they would
start singing about mules again.
Take it to another level. But
see,
hey.
But they argue with you that, like, you know, Rick, maybe you're just not in touch with what's going on these days.
I mean, you know what? There's nothing more going on than what it was before. There's still a ghetto. There's still poverty. There's still drug addiction. There's still racism. You know, it's the same thing, man. Ain't nothing changed. Ghetto life is the same. Okay? Now it ain't Mary Jane. Now it's endo and chronic. Now we don't pull our pants up. Now they're sagging. You know, I mean, what the hell? I mean, there's no difference, man. There's no difference. It's all... You know, now there's Michael Jordan, okay? And now instead of Temptations, you got NSYNC. Instead of Sonic, you got Britney Spears.
Between them.
Yeah, I mean, you know, white music and Latino. Thank God, too, because Latino, I mean, I'm glad to see so many Latins finally making it. But, I mean... White people have basically taken over R&B. I mean, R&B is basically on the back end.
Just that wimpy stuff like NSYNC and
Backstreet and, yeah. And Britney Spears.
Rick,
and
no one's listening to that.
People do. That's selling millions of records, man. You know,
to 12 and 13 year olds, maybe.
Well, you know, but we were 12 and 13 year old, you know, at one time. You know,
and you were having sex, right?
I was having sex when I was 9 years old, man. I was knocking it out.
You know,
Wait, slow down. We got to hear the story.
Nine.
You didn't lose it at 9.
Yeah, I did.
Holy jeez.
To who?
A girlfriend of my sister. I wrote a song about called Ghetto Life. A girl named Nancy.
You know, what's interesting, too? His age matched how many inches he was packing at the time, too. Which is so disturbing for me as a white guy.
You know what? It's funny because a lot of guys talk about their first time. They act like they're Don Juan. The first time I ever had sex, I put it in every orifice I could. I didn't know what hole to put it in, right? And then when I thought his big climax was coming, I leaped up out and ran to the corner of the basement and thought I was going to the bathroom. Nothing came out, so I went back in. And that is the living truth.
God damn it, that's funny.
That's true, man.
Look, I don't know what they dumped out of. We will replay that with
you. Didn't know? Stuff. Well, he didn't know the sensation that was coming up was him getting ready to finish.
Nice.
So he like got out of the bed, ran away into the corner.
It wasn't a bed. It was a human being, man. There you go. There you go again. There you go again.
I was just trying to clean it up a little bit.
Go with that muffin and move again.
The fifi.
The fifi.
So he thought he had to do
go to the bathroom.
No,
one.
She was a friend of my sister's, and it was really...
How old was she?
She was 14. And she's a friend of my older sister.
Woman.
And it happened in the projects in Buffalo. And, you know, I'm very...
Fruit Street.
Maybe that's why I've always had a thing for older women or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Muffin the move.
Muffin the move.
Slapping the strippers.
And jacking
it. And Mr. Meoff.
Rick James is playing B.B. King Blues Club tomorrow night and Saturday night, Anthony.
Turn that radio down.
Hey, Mary, what's up?
Hi, guys. Sorry to bother. You know what I want to ask? Is he going to write a book? And if he does, you guys should do the interview. You are too funny.
Well, he...
he
said that earlier.
Mary, by the way, yes, I do have a book coming out. It's called Confessions of a Super Freak. Should be out this year.
Excellent. I can't wait.
And a woman by the name of Suzanne DePass, who did... all the movies that Barry Gordy, we did at Motel, Mahogany, Lazy Things Blues, Temptations, mm-hmm. Jackson's movie. She's doing the movie, so hopefully that'll be done within a year or so.
Who's playing Rick James?
You know, they're talking to that. Did you ever see Sparks?
Yes.
Or Dead Presidents?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You remember the light-skinned guy who got beat up at the pool?
Yep, yep.
Well, yeah, they're talking
about that. Is that Earl Douglas?
I think that's
Earl Douglas. There's Earl Douglas.
Well, I really don't know his name. My assistant meant to... But anyway, they're talking to him.
Right on. Hey, Dave, what's up?
Hey.
What's up,
how you guys
Dave?
Doing, man?
Hey. Having, man.
Having fun, man. Moving to me.
I was talking about the Foon and whatnot, so can he contend with Will Chamberlain's title?
Yeah, how many girls have you banged if you had to get...
Now, you know what? Will Chamberlain was a lion mother and big bleep.
Bleeper.
Do you believe Will Chamberlain?
He said over 10,000.
You know what? I wouldn't, you know, number one, I wouldn't even want to take a stupid-ass guess like that. Number one, Will is a liar, God rest his soul up there, you know, or down wherever he is. 10,000 women. Yeah. I mean, the guy is 9 feet tall. What are you, in midgets? whenever I ran into him, he was alone.
Yeah.
I don't know where these 10,000 women come in at.
Yeah, if you do the math, it works out. He would just have to be effing every second of the
every
day.
Every second. Yeah. I mean, he could barely play basketball, let alone, you know, ball. I mean, the real ball.
Did you ever party with Ozzy Osbourne?
No, but I know Ozzy very well, and Ozzy's really nice. No, I never did. Never did.
Mm. He always asks that. He's a huge
Ozzy lover. Yeah.
You can tell, right, by looking at him?
Ozzy's pretty sick right now, man. He's not doing all that.
Doesn't Norton look like some of the Aryan guys from prison?
No, because he doesn't have a big swastika tattooed on his forehead. And,
wait. Did you just say Ozzy's sick?
Yeah.
What's wrong?
Last time, he just didn't look well in L.A. last month, so. Doesn't look well.
Well, on that TV show he's got now, the Osbournes on MTV, they actually have a camera in Ozzy's house with his wife and kids. He looks like a he comes off like a retarded older gentleman.
Yeah, he's really moving slow. I mean, it's like the movement's a little slow. Things do not seem right in Osbourne land.
It's the finest sitcom ever done.
I went to a party of his not long ago, and he seemed fine. He just doesn't seem well. Kind of like me, not well.
You have any regrets, Rick James?
Do you have any regrets?
Any regrets at all?
Yeah, that I never got my hands on Kim Bassinger that night that I could have.
Oh.
No.
Hey, we have
any regrets?
That night you could have.
I could have.
Listen to that.
Moved them up, yeah.
Really?
Hey, No. Really,
but you went home and jacked it.
I jacked it.
I jacked it good.
I've really done in my life. Really.
Hey, Ozzy wants to say something to Rick James.
Oh, Ozzy.
Ozzy.
Hello, guys. How are you?
Hello, Ozzy.
Hello, Rick James. How are you, man?
How are you, baby?
Man. I'm all right. I'm doing okay, man. You ever hear some of my music, man? It's a little different than your style, but you know, since we're both in the industry, you know, I was just wondering, you know, Ozzy Osbourne.
Well, he just said he kind of knows you, Ozzy. He doesn't sound good.
Who, me or Rick James?
You, Ozzy. You sound a little confused.
You know, I'm a little tired. I've had stuff going on, you know. You might have heard about some stuff, but, you know, I'm just...
You sound like you need a drink.
I quit drinking with Rick James, I'll meet you at a bar.
Ozzy.
We have a little contest.
Ozzy, freebase or crack? What do you like?
I like the freebase, man.
Yeah. I can tell that. With a little acid mixed in it, right?
No, a little acid,
a little THC?
No, that might ruin it, Rick.
No. It heightens it. It heightens the hallucinations. So when you start whooping and burning them, it gives you more of a Marquis de Sade type feeling.
Oh, my God. That would be insane.
Yeah.
Acid. All right, guys. We're going to let you go.
And a little, little bit of THC. Maybe a Special K, either one. If you don't have THC, Special K.
That's all you need. The monsters you see can run faster. Great, Rick.
Phil, what's up?
Ozzy, you really don't remember meeting a bunch of occasions, me and your wife and you, huh?
Yeah, he's gone.
Oh, Ozzy left.
Yeah, Bill, what's
Damn
going
it.
On?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey, Bill.
Hey, love your show.
Cool.
Thank you, Bill.
I look forward to it every day, getting off work, driving home so I can listen to you guys.
Sorry,
you guys
man.
Crack me up.
You listen to these guys every day?
Oh,
are you okay?
Day.
Isn't that sad, Rick?
What? Except Norton, you know. Can't stand him, but
hey, we
can't have it all.
If I didn't have to be here, I would not listen to this show. I swear, the only reason I listen is because I'm here.
We should tell Rick what we're doing tomorrow on the show.
Why?
We're torturing girls all day.
Rick, oh, man.
This has nothing to do with...
You have to invite me because there's a way you have to tie them up, and there's a way that you have to, like, stuff their mouths that they get, that's really...
Hey, you know what the ultimate torture is?
Why?
Taking him to Norton's apartment.
Oh, stop.
Oh, come on now.
That would suck.
Yeah, that's very mean,
that
sir.
That wasn't very...
I wanted to call in and give my respect to Rick James.
Hey, well,
I'm a 45-year-old, bald, middle-aged guy growing up in Ohio. Listened to your stuff growing up. Had a big impact on my life.
Well, I hope
Hey, speaking of which, Malik lost his virginity to one of your songs there. Malik, what's up?
Yo, what's up?
What's up, Malik?
Yo, I want to give a shout-out to Rick, man. Yo, I lost my virginity on that dude. That's my idol,
yo,
son.
Malik, check this out. That's good, man, because That's what we're here to please. You understand?
Yeah, no doubt. You know what I'm saying?
You understand? You know, keeping it real, baby, all the time. You understand me?
What was the tone, man?
It was terrific. Yo, just hearing you on the radio just revised me. I had to come home and twist something up in memory of old great Rick.
I understand. You know, twist it up and smoke it. You understand? And like while you do, you know, think of busting out. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, this is what I wanted to ask you though. What happened to the Mary Jane girls? At one time they flew.
The Mary Jane hoes? I mean girls?
The Mary Jane girls.
The Mary Jane girls.
Huh?
Well, the Mary Jane girls kinda broke up, but me and Mary Jane Blige are kinda working on a project right now for the new Mary Jane girls.
All right.
But the Mary Jane girls are still around. I mean, you got one running around fabricating that she's the true thing, but don't believe it. Okay,
right.
The Mary Jane girls will be back together again shortly.
All right, yo, and another thing.
Hey, what's that, baby?
Yo, what I gotta do to get in to see the show tomorrow, man?
Yo, you gotta come up. You gotta come up with some Mary Jane.
Yo, I'm saying, listen.
You understand what I'm saying? You gotta come up with the real thing too.
Yo, go down to BB King,
not that zoo dirt.
Son, I was up there. I came to see ONA because I listen to their show. I'm a brother in the hood trying to help out with the other man. And I came up to the show, and they didn't let me in because they having some meeting. And I had the R. Kelly tapes.
What?
Ken ruined our viewing of the R. Kelly tapes?
Yeah, son. Yo, I had the R. Kelly tapes. I told Stink. Yo, I was like, I got something for you.
Hey, we got to get Malik into the show tomorrow. Come on.
Yeah, well, you know what, Malik? You know, come see the guys, and they're going to get you in, baby.
All right, hold on the line there, Malik. We'll see what we can do for you, all right?
All right.
Yeah, I got to ask him a question. Malik? Put Malik back on.
Yeah, okay.
Malik. Yo. You're from Asbury Park?
I'm from Asbury. I'm the cat that was on the phone with y'all a while ago trying to get hooked up with Chrissy.
Is that Asbury Park, though?
Yeah, the Stone Pony. I'm going to be performing there next week, son.
I just got to ask you something. Is it true that the U.S. Army invaded Asbury Park because they thought it was Afghanistan?
I heard that. Helicopters landed, troops came out, and actually, in some cases, came under more fire in Asbury Park than they have been in Afghanistan. Is that true, Malik?
Nah, it wasn't the Afghanis. It wasn't the Army. It was Rick James and his crack posse, yo.
Yo, see, there you go,
that's
man.
Cold now.
Matter of fact, you can't come. Yo, man, check this out.
Hey, yo, Rick.
Don't show your face at the joint, baby, okay?
Hey, yo, Rick, don't do that to me,
no,
bro.
No, come on, baby, because I got somebody who's like 6'7" with muscles and he's dying to meet you.
Yo, I'm only 5'4".
No, so well, why you want to come with the crack jokes, man? Come on. Now, didn't we just finish explaining? Crack is for poor folks, but free base for rich folks?
You're right, Rick.
Okay, all right.
You.
Say you're sorry, Malik.
I'm sorry.
All right, assalamu alaikum, my brother.
I will see you tomorrow.
Hold on. Malik, I'm sorry. One more. We got to get him out of here, but one more.
Yeah,
let's go
one
to Ken.
More.
See what you did to me?
Hey, Ken, what's going on?
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hey, calling from Philly. I grew up in Orchard Park, New York.
That's where my ranch is.
That's right. Primarily white suburb of Buffalo.
That's right, but there's a new brother in town now.
Man, Rick, a day it was when you would drive through the middle of town, all your boys packed in your Excalibur.
Excaliburs, Cornish, Rolls Royce, double-seater Mercedes, van, Jeep. We would all of them, and my horses.
I don't remember seeing any horses, man.
Well, I got Morgans at the ranch. I guess you know about that, if you know about the Excalibur and everything else.
But, man,
that's why I moved into Orchard Park and told all them what. Yeah.
That's it. You guys
suck.
Thanks,
man. Bye. Well, we had to dump out of that, too. Hey, Kevin, you know Kevin Roseland?
Kevin Roseland.
Kevin.
Hello.
What's up, Kevin? You're on with Rick James.
Is this Rick?
Yeah, right here, man.
Rick James?
Is Rick James right here?
I'm sorry, man. I'm on a cell phone in Buffalo, New York, man. How are you today, sir?
What's happening, man? How's B-Low, man?
It's fantastic. Rick James, I was the gentleman that used to take care of your mom at 274 Delaware. I'm very good friends with Penny Johnson. I did your first stage, Stone City Tour at the Pierce Arrow Building. Yeah. I introduced you to Luis Cardinelli from Courier Express.
That's right. Hey, that's true.
Trey Apple, young men of your bodyguards, and Kevin Rhodes, your six-time world super heavyweight kickboxing champion.
That's right.
Good afternoon, sir.
That's right. Yeah, that's right, Kevin. Yes, you are, man. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. What's happening, Kev?
Not much, man. I'm back in Buffalo running the Buffalo Athletic Club. I got three kickboxing schools in Buffalo, and
You know?
Well, it sounds like he's doing very well.
No, this guy, this is a real good, this is a real good guy.
I love you.
Hey, I love you too, baby. Hey, look, you know, Kevin, I don't know if we're going to be playing Buffalo this year, but we're going to be playing close. Why don't you come on by and see me, man, as soon as you hear about it.
Definitely. I was at your house several times with Louise Cantinelli. Remember Louise McCurry?
Of course, friend? with the Buffalo Courier News. She's still a good friend of mine.
All right, Kevin, thank you.
Thank you, gentlemen.
All right, Cam.
There goes
Bye-bye.
Cam. You guys are deep in Buffalo, ain't you?
We're all
Yo, Buffalo, what's happening? You know what?
You just realized.
While you're playing haters, I say, I still love you. Don't be mad. Don't be mad because I'm black and I'm rich and I look good. Don't be mad. Don't be mad about the Stone City Band. Don't be mad. Don't be angry.
Hey, John, what's going on?
I'm just calling. I'm from Boston.
Yeah.
Used to listen to you guys up here.
Yeah, we're on in Boston as well right there, now.
Damn, y'all all over the place. Y'all really syndicated.
Yeah, I know.
They weren't lying to me.
Don't say it too many times. They might realize it and say, what the hell did we do? What, are we crazy? Go ahead, John.
I was just seeing if you guys had a mnemonics dictionary for me to understand this interview, guys.
leave it to friggin' Boston.
Right. Well, you know, we're Harlan Square, you know.
I'm from Southie.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you from Southie?
I'm from Southie. I'm from around that area, though.
Yeah, I figured.
At least we got a basketball team, man.
The one place Rick James will never perform.
Woo, no, you know, hey, you know what? I played Boston. Check this out, man. I played Boston, and I watched the Boston police. They beat them down on horses. They wouldn't let Michael Jackson in Boston, okay?
Yeah.
That's how racist they are, all right?
Boston is a hell of a city, man.
Boston is no joke, okay? They will beat you down. You cross over to that bridge, Tracy Chapman said it, you cross over that bridge and that's your ass. They don't care who you are. Bill Russell, my ass. Cross over that bridge 3 o'clock in the morning to see what happens. Okay?
You got it, man.
But we still love you, Boston. One day I will be back. All right?
Oh, too much.
I can't run a brother away forever.
Well, Rick, we're being told to get you out of here.
Yeah, Rick, man, thanks
you know
so much.
All I can say is, man, I've had one of the greatest experiences and greatest times on radio with you guys.
It's been a lot of fun, man.
Let me tell you, thank you for being honest and open with us.
Yeah. You guys are the same, man.
Most guys like yourself,
I thought I was going to come into we'll see a bunch of just square white boys behind a microphone. And I find I got a brother over here who's woofing them up. And
they don't know what they're
still
doing.
Still pulling it after all the watching eyes. I'm loving you guys.
And you learned about fifis today.
And I'm worried about fifis. Right. So I have to talk about that on stage around fifi. Anybody have a fifi?
All right, there here's the deal. So Rick James is playing B.B. King Blues Club, West 42nd between
Friday and Saturday.
Tomorrow and Saturday, yeah. That's right. The book's coming out, autobiography.
Yeah.
And new record, I don't even know the deal with
that. Well, there's a live album out right now, Street Songs, double album. There's a live album, so go out and get that.
Okay.
That's set right in front of you.
Yep.
And what else? Well, there's just going to be a bunch of, there's a Millennium album out. There's a new Mary Jane Girls Greatest Hits out. There's a new Cheetah Marie out. It's really nice. And want everybody to come to B.B. King's tomorrow because we're going to have a serious party for the next
Hell
year.
Hell yeah.
And if you want to come back tomorrow, we're torturing girls.
And you know what? I like that.
Why not, man?
I have a feeling he just might show up tomorrow. Rick,
stop by tomorrow, man.
I will. As long as I don't have to go back to Folsom.
No. All right. We'll take the blame.
All right.
Here's the barrel right here.
We put y'all defecate and do everything on that poor child.
Yeah, we put girls
and she's
in
all about, well, I'm just doing it for the money. I need the money.
Do you approve of the...
I'll give you $2,000 and just stay with me and not get in.
She'll go, it was Rick James.
I know. Watch me get the blame.
Rick James, well, man. Everyone, man.
Nothing you could imagine has prepared you for this.
I don't want them enjoying it like exactly. Sometimes you want to hear.
Why?
The Opie and Anthony Show. Opie and Anthony. 1027 WNEW.
Yeah, we're back with the Opie and Anthony Show. Once again, I want to thank Rick James for stopping by. That was a lot of fun, my friends.
Oh, yeah.
He's playing B.B. King Blues Club tomorrow night. And Saturday, West 42nd between 7th and 8th. It's very open, man.
Yeah.
Talked about everything. He went off on a cursed tirade.
Oh, yeah, I know. I don't know how much of it got through.
That has never been heard on our show before.
No.
Rick's going to find that tape, clean it up for the radio so we can replay it. Because every time he cursed, we lost like 4 seconds of delay.
Yeah.
You guys heard nothing.
All right, moving on to other things. Jim Norton is recording that commercial for the Dream Cream.
Yes, Dream Cream.
With Steve from FoundryMusic.com.
We have a new sponsor to our show. It's a Dream Cream, and we thought the acting in the spot was really bad. So now we have Jim Norton doing it with Steve Singh.
Right.
Maybe they'll do a better acting job.
It's going to be the same read if done by a gay couple.
Oh, there you go.
Couple phone numbers in the New York area, 877-692-1027. Anywhere else, 866-277-4WOW. Anywhere else, including Buffalo.
Buffalo. Yeah.
866-277-4WOW. Tomorrow's the big day, Ant.
Yeah.
55-gallon drum challenge goes down.
Oh, this is going to be great.
Someone's going to walk away with $2,000 cash.
Mm-hmm.
Rock and roll!
That's right, Ozzy. Rock and roll.
Imagine if Rick James was living next door to Ozzy.
Now that would be an even better TV show.
Yaman!
Yeah, like, what?
I like this music in the background.
What?
So 55-gallon drum challenge goes down tomorrow. A couple things is going on. We found the reptile insect guy that for tomorrow, right? All right, because there was a little panic going on in the back office as far as that goes. All right. Also, we got a trip to WrestleMania to give away tomorrow, Anthony.
WrestleMania
is a week from Sunday in Toronto. It looks like it's going to be a great one this time around. It's always good, but this one, it looks like it's going to be over the top.
Oh, yeah.
Tomorrow is kind of an open door policy with the we do this from time to time with the Opie and Anthony show.
Yeah, this is going
to... We are allowing you guys to come down with your stuff to throw into the 55-gallon drums.
Disgusting, crude, something that will freak the participants out.
Right.
That's it.
The guy or the girl that comes down with the craziest thing that we end up using in the 55-gallon drum challenge will walk away with a trip to WrestleMania.
Yes.
So all you have to do is find what you want to throw in, come on down and see what happens.
Right.
You may bring something down that we can't throw in the drums.
Yes, and so, then we will send you home.
So if Ant and I look at you and say, look, we can't do that. You gotta respect that.
Go away.
And go away. No, you can hang, have a beer, a Sam Adams. Are you done there, Jimmy?
Hey, Jimmy.
Yeah, so working on dubbing. It's not quite ready. We'll see how it comes out. I mean, no promises. Yeah.
How was your acting? Good?
Probably as horrendous as it always is. Overacting Norton.
Overacting Norton.
I'm brutal.
Do you totally beat yourself up at auditions and stuff?
When I actually landed Ed, this is true, that one little part I had... I've only landed things where producers were in the room. It's hard to go on tape. And I actually blew the line, and I'm like, I suck! And they wound up hiring me.
Really?
Yeah, and I don't do that to be cute or funny. I just really react naturally. I get so aggravated at myself.
That you yelled, you suck, and you got the part.
Did you pinch your fat when you yelled, I suck?
Did you lift your shirt up and squeeze your breast and go, look at my meaty breasts?
No, I was afraid he would have carved his initials in one of them like I was washed up on a beach, little fat-breasted nothing. No, that wasn't what I actually did get very aggravated at myself.
Yeah.
I walked out of an audition once. I was sucking so bad on this one.
You just punched out.
I'm like, dude, I gotta go. This stinks. And he's like, no, it's okay. I'm like,
okay. They're gonna give it to the guy that's okay.
I just blew one at ABC recently. I blew
did
one
you?
At ABC. I totally blew it.
Are we talking about auditions here?
Yeah.
Anyone else pick up on that?
I blew one.
I blew one here. I sucked so bad here.
I blew this.
Yes.
But he said it's okay. Keep going.
Yeah, he said it's okay.
It's okay.
Don't stop. It's the Little League uniform I like, not your personality. Yeah, no. It's the,
I just blew one at ABC.
Yeah. What happened at ABC? What was it?
It was for some like ER type show. And it was like for a germaphobe guy who's like a medical technician. You know, none of this stuff is right for me. I mean, I'm not good for it.
And what happened? You start doing the read.
I was doing it flat and forced and unnatural. Well, why don't we go down there? And my voice always goes like this when I'm trying to get emotion. I stink.
You're not going to wreck our bit, are you?
Oh, my God. That's so funny. Wait, when you're doing, you're reading
yeah,
the script,
hard
and
me
you got
to
be like a little emotion
yeah.
into it instead of talking in your normal voice. You get this thing.
Yeah, because you're really acting. I suck so bad.
That's horrible.
Dude, the only guy worse than me is Voss. He is the worst actor alive.
Can you do us a favor?
What?
Can you secretly tape some of these things?
Oh, I would love if you wore a wire.
I would love.
Wear a wire. You're going to have to wear a wire.
To hear you doing an audition, I think it would be hilarious.
Okay, I would be more than happy to.
You just ask him, hey, I'm going to just tape this for something I'm doing.
Tell him nothing. They don't deserve it.
Tell him nothing. All right.
Tell him nothing.
I blow. The only time
we have undercover stuff that you can wear.
Dude, the only time I do well on auditions is when I really like the script. Like when I did Side Splitters with Lewis, I saw the script and I loved it, so I felt really got into it. But I can't make myself get into something I hate.
No.
Yeah, I just can't do it.
And that was kind of a character like, I don't know, a little different than something in an ER type atmosphere.
But it was fun. It was interesting dialogue. Yeah, you know, I just can't get into that regular, like, all right, Bill, stat. All right. We need another one of these shows, man. Come on.
We have to go up to the...
Yeah, no, do you want us to find your dog?
I love that. Well, we're going to hear your acting.
Dude, it stinks.
You're acting like a gay guy.
I'm flat. No, I'm not trying to be gay. I'm just talking. Yeah. I'm flat.
Oh, boy. Mm-hmm. Don't wreck our bit.
Dude, I'm not wrecking your bit. I wrecked my whole career. I don't care about the one bit. I stink.
We're sending it to Prep Burger. Don't wreck our bit.
Prep Burger.
It's the only bit we came up with.
You think I
want to
suck?
No. Mona wants in here. Mona.
Hi.
Ah, Mona.
I was hoping to see if I could do the state go at 5.
Well, it's 5:46.
Oh.
Where are you calling from?
Pardon me?
Where are you calling from?
Newcastle, Pennsylvania.
Are you 18?
Do you want me to be?
How old are you?
I'm 21.
Mm-hmm. Even better?
Legal.
You know, after, what was her name yesterday? Tammy, the former sex operator?
Yeah.
Dude, that was twisted what you were doing with the...
What?
The sex operator.
It was like a little play. I was acting, right?
That's how I got, yeah.
She said she quit the business. It was a phone sex operator who quit the business because a guy, she was disgusted. A guy called up and wanted to talk about how he saw his sister naked and would jack it to the thought of his sister naked.
Ugh.
And, see, Mona, you think that's disgusting?
What was he, from Kentucky?
Could I call you sis when you're doing the fake O?
Well, maybe if she knew what she was doing, I wouldn't have had to ask that. But she didn't.
Mona?
Yes?
Hi.
Hi.
I just put on the disturbed voice.
Well,
are
it's
you
like
all
the
wearing panties?
No, nervous acting voice.
Hi.
You sound like Jim.
I don't get guff from you.
Well, this looks important. I'll get the gurney. He looks injured.
Do you want me to do that?
All right. Oh. Mona.
Yeah.
Hey. Tammy did a great job yesterday.
Yeah.
Well, I can probably outbeat her.
Well, I would like to see...
Go ahead, outbeat her.
Yeah, I would like to see you try.
Okay.
You know how we like this done, right?
Yeah, you
start
like it
off slow.
And then gets just...
Build to...
Yep.
A crescendo.
Okay, when you guys are ready.
Okay.
We're ready, yeah.
We're looking for creativity, too, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right. Here goes Mona.
Oh. Yeah, do it like that. Oh my God. Don't, no, don't stop, don't stop, no. Oh my God, smack in the daddy.
So, Ann, I was saying,
she was the greatest piece of ass I've ever had, and I've had them all over the world.
Can I say for the record, the kerplunk of a miscarriage in the toilet would have been sexier.
You know, not, you know what?
Did she say something about, oh, big daddy, or?
Yeah, just, you know, big chocolate.
You know what? You know what?
Yeah.
Now we scared off all the girls.
No. That gives the girls that want to call and participate a little idea on what not to do.
I don't like anything that's over the top. I like
right.
The voice. I don't like, oh my God. It's not natural.
Big daddy!
Yeah.
What?
No. Quiet.
You know, quiet.
Right. Are they done with your commercial? Because I want to play the first one and then the second one. It'll be fun.
Muffled moans as if they're coming through duct tape over the mouth. It's nice. Where you could barely make out, help me, no, please stop, I'll give you anything.
It should all be spelled like with M-M-M-M-M-M-M-P-H.
M's and P-H.
Are we talking about Rick James' basement or...
Ah, soap by Frank.
Okay, Linda.
Hey.
Hi, Linda.
I heard that Rick James interview. You guys give the best interview that I've ever heard in my life.
Oh, thank you.
That was totally awesome.
Well, that was fun. Rick was being very honest.
That one was easy. That was a lot of fun.
That was excellent.
He wasn't being one of those people that don't talk. I hate when people come on a talk show and refuse to talk. You know, stick around, Linda. There's like a 30-second piece that didn't make the radio.
I must have been completely dumped out of the show.
Rick, I don't know what was going on in his head, but he lost his effing mind.
I think, you know what happened? He said the F word once, and we didn't dump out here.
Right.
Because we know they were dumping out down the hall. We want to save this dump.
Well, we figured Ned Flanders would get it.
Right. Ned Flanders down the hall would get it. So we have our dump button here, but we were saving this dump for a little later because we kind of knew he might curse. And when we didn't react to the first one, he just assumed you could say the F and S word on the air and kind of spoke accordingly.
There was a few combos.
Yeah.
Impressive combos.
The F's and S's, and I think New York might have gotten a treat.
He did a today. He did an F-S combo that was very good.
Mm-hmm.
Very good. All right, Linda, thank you.
Thanks.
All right. Bye.
It's not like this is satellite radio where you can say whatever you want and never lose the signal.
Ha ha! Are they done with the commercial? Find out where they're at. We have a new client. I guess we could start setting it up. I don't even know where the spot is anymore.
God, my acting is so bad.
You know what? That's not what we were going for, though. We thought it'd be funny to hear two guys doing the same read.
Right. I want to hear. We got to hear the original first, and then.
Why don't we set it up? Because I think they're just about
almost ready.
Yes. Yeah. We have a new sponsor to the show.
A lot of our sponsors, you may have noticed on this show. It's not like we used, for example, before Rush Limbaugh. His syndicated radio program has sponsors with such names as Chevrolet. You might have heard of that. Ford, things like that. Huge restaurant chains, stock brokers. Things of that nature. The Opie and Anthony Show, what do we have?
We
love our sponsors, too. Don't get us wrong.
We have F potions.
We have F potions. Little elixirs that help you F.
And more F potions.
F potions, more F potions. And Dr. Philadelphia.
And stuff that keeps you awake all night.
Right.
So you can
things
F
like
some
that.
More.
So
with
you can F
potions.
Makes you F more if you take the F potion.
Right.
Things like that.
Some of the things keep you awake all night, and you could F with them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Jim, what the hell? What's wrong? Ben. When you're giggling like that, something's up. What's up?
It's a lot of fun.
Good, clean fun. What's wrong?
I'll let you know on the next break if it's not taken care of. I don't want to say it on the air because it might be wrong.
Uh-oh. So is it something else Jim needs taken care of immediately? I want this taken care of immediately.
No, nothing. I'm pretty, No. I'll just sleep on the air mattress. No, I have nothing to do with that.
Oh.
No, it's not that.
Oh, okay.
What's wrong? You interrupted our little thing.
I didn't mean to. I wasn't. Ben was making the noise. I was trying to be quiet. Sorry, I just snitched on you. I'm 33 and I just snitched on you. No, it was Ben over there making noise.
It was Ben. What do you need me to do?
Steve needs a couple more minutes.
A couple more?
Yeah.
Well.
That means we got to fill.
Well, anyway, that's what the spot's about. It's
right,
another F potion. It's a cream.
Yeah,
it's called a cream open.
It's called the Dream Cream.
Where's the Dream Cream?
Where's the Dream Cream spot? We can talk to Tammy from yesterday as we kind of stall a little bit here. Tammy, what's going on?
Hi, how are you?
All right, Tammy.
How are you? Didn't she say that yesterday and I said the same thing?
Yeah.
Yeah. That girl could not top me whatsoever. That was horrible.
Didn't that suck?
Yeah. That was so sad.
Yeah,
Tammy, why don't you show everyone how it's done?
All right, you ready?
Because we need to fill here. Yes.
Okay.
This is how it's done, ladies.
God. Oh, yes. Norton.
Suck it. You know what?
Jim
was shaking his head like, until you said, Norton. And now look at him. Look at him.
I'm beating with pride.
Look at
you. Did that feel really good?
Did it feel good?
Who cares?
It was acting, telling
exactly.
me that.
Exactly.
Very good, notice. Thanks for helping us out.
No problem.
All right. And
I think I'm in love. No, she was good.
All right, obviously we got to stall a little bit. So why don't we take another break?
Oh, damn it.
We went a long time with Rick James, so we got to play a little catch-up. What are they saying?
Nothing.
All right. When we get back, we'll do the whole Dream Cream with Jim Norton and Steve reading it another way.
Okay.
We think it might be funny.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully it will be.
Are you ready? Opie and Anthony are going to touch you where it's dirty.
Take it like a champ, okay?
The Opie and Anthony Show.
N-E-W.
Opie and Anthony. 1027 WNEW.
Here comes the ready or not. Here comes the voice from the sound. Here comes the ready or not.
You're checking out the Opie and Anthony Show, a little POD. Boom! Man, we got lots of shows still to do today. We got a Sucks to Be You, an Unlucky Lottery, a Bitches That'll Get You's combo thing.
Combo.
We got the girl from, where was she from? I guess the Philly area.
Yeah.
That wants to lick chocolate off the toilet bowl. Not off the seat, Anthony.
No, off the actual bowl. This will be smeared just above the waterline of the toilet. And she will then lick the chocolate off of the toilet. And she'll be in the 55-gallon drum challenge.
We're going to do that in a few minutes. We got a 6 o'clock queef standing by. Should we do that right now?
Oh, it is.
We got the Rick James audio that you didn't hear during the interview because he was cursing like crazy there.
That's a quick thing. We should do that. Yeah, wow. What do we do? Where do we go?
It's nice to have a lot of things to do on a radio show.
Well, because we never do.
I know. Usually Aunt and I,
fumbling, trying to fill time.
Right. Lisa, what's going on?
Not much.
Hello.
Where are you calling from, Lise?
I'm calling from Dale City, Virginia.
Nice.
Virginia.
How old a gal are you, Lisa?
I am 17.
Oh, let me think.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
Oh,
do it.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, do it.
Oh,
do it.
Oh, boy.
It's Virginia.
Oh,
age of consent there is 10, you idiot.
Boy.
No, it's not, though.
Doesn't matter. I know the laws.
Am I too young for you guys?
No.
No.
Oh, okay.
Not at all.
Oh, no.
I know the laws.
I haven't been for quite some time.
That'll make a promo.
I actually wanted to call in for the stakeout at 5, but I didn't quite know it was called. And I
so what do you want to do?
My chance.
What do you want to do right now?
I was going to do the 6 o'clock queef.
Oh, my God.
Oh, we don't even know what that means, Aunt.
Right. I can tell you what it's going to sound like, though. You ever blow up a balloon and then you hold the end and let it go? When you let the air out? That's what that's going to sound like. 17.
All right, Lisa, you ready?
Yeah.
All right, hold on. All
right, wait for the song.
It's not a burp, it's not a fart, it's not too sweet, it's not too tart. It's 6 o'clock, it's time for a queef.
Team queef.
Blow out the candles, make a wish. It's like a fart, but smells like fish. It's 6 o'clock, it's time for a queef.
Team queef.
Undo your pants, let them drop to the floor. Tense up and let yourself roar.
Team queef.
Lisa.
Yeah.
From VA, whenever you're ready there.
All right, I hope I can do this for you guys.
Okay, shh, put the phone close. Shh, shh, shh.
Did you guys hear that?
Did we hear it?
It's not a burp, it's not a fart, it's not too sweet, it's not too tart. It's 6 o'clock, it's time for a queef. Blow out the candles, make a wish. It's like a fart, but smells like fish. It's 6 o'clock, it's time for a queef. Undo your pants, let them drop to the floor. Tense up and let yourself roar.
Wow. Wow, wow. I guarantee that someone just ran off the road.
That was a nice one.
Somewhere in America, there is a car in the ditch.
You know what was great?
The yelling outside the studio that probably you guys didn't hear.
You know, the funniest thing is we're sitting there because you're waiting for it to happen. And there was kind of a long delay from the time she said okay till the time it happened. So I'm listening real close because maybe I'm going to hear something that is barely audible. So I'm listening going, did she do it? Was that it? Was that... It comes out. It's like, wow.
It's like an elephant.
Yeah. What a great one.
Rush, she's got a great career. She's young. She's getting started early.
Rick, I know you're running around like crazy today, but you've got to get that. We got to hear that
We
again.
Never replay the quiz, but I got to hear that.
Got to hear that again.
That's great.
All right, now what do we do?
It was beautiful.
We got the... all right, Ant, you know what?
And I've heard them all over the world.
We got a potpourri of bits here. We can do the Rick James thing now.
She was the greatest piece of ass I ever had, and I've had them all over the world.
Right, you get the hell out of here.
And that girl's ready to do the thing. She's pretty cute, too, huh?
I don't care how many Dago, Guinea, Wok, Greaseball, Goombas come out of the woodwork.
I'm German-Irish.
Well, let me tell you something, my Kraut Mick friend.
We still don't have You Can Act Like a Man?
You can act like a man! What's the matter with you?
What's the matter with you?
Oh, God,
I admire your pictures very much.
Godfather, I need that picture.
And the girl.
What am I going to do, Godfather? What am I going to do?
You can act like a man! What's the matter with you?
He smacks him in the head.
Ah, my voice, Godfather.
All right, Ant. We got Rick James.
Rick James is playing B.B. King Blues Club tomorrow night and Saturday, West 42nd between 7th and 8th. You know what? We just did a great interview with Rick James.
Ah, he was great. Came in here with his olive oil charm. What was that? What was the line?
His olive oil skin and his guinea
and
charm.
And his guinea charm.
And she ran off just to make me look ridiculous. A man in my position can't afford to be made to look ridiculous.
And the topic of Eddie Murphy came up.
Yeah.
Because Rick James wrote Party All the Time.
Mm-hmm.
And we were like, Party All the Time.
Big hit, though.
Oh, I know. Huge hit.
You see the video? Like, I'm sure Eddie Murphy wants that buried.
So,
it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
So I think Rick James was feeling very comfortable with us, Anthony.
Yeah.
And he pretty much went off.
Mm-hmm.
So you didn't hear this during the interview because we had to dump out of most of it. Most of it got dumped out of.
Yeah.
So check it out. Rick James.
I know you guys. So you guys, Eddie was already a multi millionaire.
Yeah.
He wasn't doing any interviews. He didn't want to talk to you guys. You guys were always just trying to get him. He was saying hell with you. And y'all didn't want to play that record. But people kept calling up, you know, those little old women who live out there who don't seem to with y'all, obviously. Obviously, y'all don't have the same thing going on. Because y'all say what the y'all want to say. And you get away with. No, y'all do. Y'all get away with. Okay? Anybody else? No one else can get away with y'all get away with.
Can't,
nobody in the world can get away with y'all get away with.
Wait a minute, Rick.
Now you're going to bleep me.
Hold it, Rick. We're out of dump now.
We have ran out of delay. That's hilarious.
Yeah.
We ran out of delay.
Yeah, Rick took up all the delay. His effing and essing.
We got to make a promo out of that.
What a great guy he is.
Yeah, it's fun.
All right, on to the next thing. It's a potpourri of things happening here. Ant.
Pot puree.
Dream Cream. Swear to God, there's a brand new sponsor to the Opie and Anthony show.
Mm-hmm.
And we played the commercial earlier for free.
Yeah.
So they don't bitch and complain. This is all for free for Dream Cream. So we want to play the actual commercial. And then we had Steve from FoundryMusic.com and Jim Norton go into the studio and record the exact same spot as a gay couple.
Because the acting, I don't think, is really up to par on the real spot.
Right.
Ah, Dune.
So let's hear the real spot.
Okay.
For Dream Cream. Here it is.
Wow, Jennifer, that was incredible.
I know.
You were as hot as our first time.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember how passionate our lovemaking was back then?
Oh, Mark, I know. But lately I haven't felt, well, in the mood.
Is there something wrong?
No, actually, I'm normal. Most women experience a lack of sexual desire from time to time. But my sister told me about Dream Cream.
What's that?
It's an all-natural cream with this breakthrough ingredient that's been proven to enhance sexual pleasure for women.
Hmm.
And it's available without a prescription. So I ordered some.
How's it work?
Well, I applied one little fingertip full in Dream Cream made my skin more sensitive to touch.
Ugh.
I was so aroused.
Mm-hmm.
My sexual pleasure was so intense. It's lubricating, tasteless, and odorless, so it doesn't interfere, and it worked almost instantly.
You're telling me. Come on, cuddle up over here. Let's see what happens next.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Let's cuddle up over
nice
here.
Nice odorless cream with a peanut on the end of it.
Mmm. Cuddle up over here.
That bad. It sounded like bad dubbing of a Chinese film. That.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You
I'm dishonored, Dream Cream.
Derek.
Just stop eating during the show the whole time. Can't understand what he's saying, all the food in his mouth.
I'm sorry, sir. I can't, you're right.
Now, you know something? They're going to dump out of that. You can't say bitch tease. The T word.
Basically, you're saying he wouldn't have the bitch tease if he wasn't eating during the whole damn show.
Exactly. I just
we get a lot of complaints about that, Jimmy.
You never told me. I didn't know that you could hear me. I'm just having a bagel. That's all I'm having because they're low in carbs.
All right. Same commercial for the Dream Cream, Anthony?
Yes.
Done by Jim Norton.
And our own voice of many spots here at this station in New York, Steve C.
Steve C. from FoundryMusic.com.
Oh,
yeah. Here's the same commercial.
Whoa, Jim, that was incredible.
I know.
You were as hot as our first time.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember how passionate our lovemaking was back then?
Oh, Mark, I know. But lately, I haven't felt, well, in the mood.
Is something wrong?
No, actually, I'm normal. Most men experience a lack of sexual desire from time to time.
Oh, yeah.
But my brother told me about Dream Cream.
What's that?
It's an all-natural cream with this breakthrough ingredient that's been proven to enhance sexual pleasure for men.
Mm.
And it's available without a prescription, so I ordered some.
How's it work?
Well, I applied one little fingertip full, and Dream Cream made my skin more sensitive to touch.
Mm.
I was so aroused.
Mm-hmm.
My sexual pleasure was so intense.
Mm.
It's lubricating, tasteless and odorless, so it doesn't interfere, and it works almost instantly.
You're telling me. Come on, cuddle up over here and let's see what happens next.
Mm, okay.
Someone hose the gayness off me.
Oh, God.
You stupid faggot. Suck it!
Yeah, that last...
Oh!
You hear me chewing?
Yeah. You were chewing during the.
Were you eating during the taping of that?
No, you were eating during the taping of that. Something was in your mouth.
Uh-oh. It was Steve C.
Oh, my gum.
He was really getting into the role. It was Steve's mule.
Oh, man, I want to replay the commercial again.
All right.
I just want to add a little something.
Uh-huh.
All right, here we go. Dream Cream with Steve and Jim Norton.
Whoa, Jim, that was incredible.
I know.
You were as hot as our first time.
Mm-hmm.
You remember how passionate our lovemaking was back then?
Oh, Mark, I know. But lately, I haven't felt, well, in the mood.
Is something wrong?
No, actually, I'm normal. Most men experience a lack of sexual desire from time to time. But my brother told me about Dream Cream.
What's that?
An all-natural cream with this breakthrough ingredient that's been proven to enhance sexual pleasure for men.
Mm.
And it's available without a prescription, so I ordered some.
How's it work?
Well, I applied one little fingertip full, and Dream Cream made my skin more sensitive to touch.
Mm.
I was so aroused.
Mm-hmm.
My sexual pleasure was so intense.
Mm.
It's lubricating, tasteless and odorless, so it doesn't interfere, and it works almost instantly.
You're telling me. Come on, cuddle up over here and let's see what happens next.
Mm, okay.
I don't know about this, fellas.
Right.
Oh, it's all gooey.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez. I don't want to get the AIDS, fellas.
Yeah.
Oh, I think this is a bad idea, fellas. I feel woozy.
How about a nice bucket of AIDS?
Sean, what's going on?
Yeah, I finally figured out what the C and Steve C stands for. What a homo. Later, tools.
You're right, dude. He is a fag.
Hooray for AIDS.
Oh, God. All right, can we move on to the next bit?
Yeah. Wait, what?
Goddamn Butters. I don't even know if this is funny today. I'm having a ball. All right. What's her name again?
Her name is Steph.
Steph called us yesterday, Anthony. She wants in on the 55-gallon drum challenge. We're like, we got all our contestants. But then she came up with a really good idea. So then we're thinking, okay, what the hell? Instead of 9 girls, maybe we'll have 10. Mm. So she's coming down. Well, she's here now. She's got chocolate pudding or chocolate syrup. We're going to wipe it all over the inside of the toilet bowl there, Anthony.
Right.
Just above the water. She's going to put her face in the toilet bowl, lick the whole damn thing. And that will qualify her for the 55-gallon drum challenge, which goes down tomorrow. One girl walks away with $2,000. You, the listener, get to come by tomorrow with all your crazy things you want us to throw into the drums.
Yeah.
One person tomorrow that brings down something really, really crazy will win a trip to WrestleMania.
Mm-hmm.
Does that say it all?
Yeah, that says it all.
All right. So let's bring her in.
She's got nice bags. She's got nice bags?
Yeah. Nice cheeks.
She's got nice boobs?
Yeah, she's sexy.
Oh, yeah. Hey, how you doing?
Hi.
Wow, you're going to lick stuff out of a toilet bowl?
That makes it even hotter.
What's up, Norton? His hands in his pocket, he's working it. That's a take that as a compliment. Does you know, most people would be offended by a guy looking at you, shoving his hand in his pocket and fooling with his mule.
No,
it's a compliment. It's just like he's... It's just like if he would have said to you, wow, you look lovely.
Yes.
That's his way of saying
That's my way of saying, what'd you do to your hair?
Yeah, exactly. Does your boyfriend allow you to wow?
Mm-hmm.
Can we,
oh!
Can we see?
Can I say hi to him?
Yeah.
Hi, Ian. Yes.
And how old are you?
23.
Oh, whoa, wow, there you go. That's deceiving.
That's why we call it wow. One has a little door
That's
knocker.
A little deceiving. I thought they were going to be smaller than that.
Really?
Based on what she's wearing.
Nice.
Nice. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Steve C. needs it for FoundryMusic.com.
Oh,
well, that won't make it on the radio.
Oh,
but,
boy, how about that? We can't even say that on the...
My bad.
That's okay. It says
TT.
Yeah, TT.
Yeah.
All right.
How long are you dating this guy?
5.5 years.
Ugh. Wow.
Yeah.
How about that?
He's a good kid.
Yeah?
He's a good kid.
Mm. All right, so you want to do this for the 55-gallon drum challenge?
Yep, let's do it.
Wow, have you ever licked anything from a toilet bowl before? We usually ask, like, have you ever done, and then whatever they're going to do.
We've been,
like the lamb brain thing, I said, have you ever eaten lamb brains before to the girl? But, yeah, that's kind of silly even asking.
We've been preparing the toilet bowl today.
Really?
I haven't flushed once during a week.
We had,
Pete,
we had a crunch marathon today.
Did Pete have his morning dump today?
Yes, he
did. I moved my bowels at approximately 11:30, and I left it sitting there until it broke apart and looked like just oatmeal.
Oh, God, dude. All right. Where's Ricky? I guess he's got the microphone.
I think I can do this.
Rick,
yeah.
You ready for this?
Come on, there's sexy.
All right, we're filming it for FoundryMusic.com. Can we get some stills, too?
We'll try and get some stills. We'll get
here in this way.
Because you know what? People bitch about our show. They say, I don't have the good system. I would rather just see stills of some of the things you guys do.
Yeah.
It's tough to, you know, download all the video.
What the hell year is this?
That's what they tell me, eh?
Back in the older days, it used to take a long time to download, and it used to, the quality sucked. Nowadays, it doesn't take much of a system to view quality video on the internet.
Why don't you just send in envelopes and we'll mail you still photos?
Don't say you want still
not
photos.
Not to you, because you won't open them.
Yeah. If you want still photos, go to a crappy site like eatabullet.com.
So what's that got to do? I don't like that jabs at April 18th at Town Hall. I don't want to hear any of those stuff. I don't like it.
When is that show going to sell out?
I know.
Enough
it's a
already.
Big venue.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is. But let's 19th. Come on, people. Help us out. Just buy the goddamn tickets.
Yeah.
That means more fun radio for you.
Shut Norton up. Buy tickets.
That's right.
There you go.
That's what your commercial should be.
I really am worthless.
All right. Let's go into the through the magic of radio. We're going into the no crunch zone.
How dangerous is this? She wants Norton to hold her hair back so it doesn't go in the toilet. How tempted is he going to be to shove a face in the water till she's dead?
I heard a scream already.
Yeah.
What's the problem?
She probably didn't like the look of the toilet and the bathroom. It's disgusting.
And no joke, we haven't flushed it in hours.
Yeah. Why does it sound like the weather broadcast channel from a hurricane?
Because they're moving the mic around. Rick?
Yo.
All right.
All right. I'm going to cover the toilet now.
With what? Oh, with the chocolate.
Hey, Rick.
Yeah.
It's got to be a ring. What are we thinking here, Ann? An inch above water?
As close to the water line as you can get.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do.
And where her tongue might actually have to go into the water.
I already left a drop in here, and it just looks vile.
Oh, good. just smear it. And how long? Should it go around the whole bowl?
I'm doing the whole bowl.
Yeah, okay. Then she's going to have to do one lap around the bowl. One lapping lap.
One or three.
What?
Oh.
One lap around the ball, right?
Yeah, one good ring of chocolate.
All right, I'm covering. I've got at least an inch thick, high.
Hold on, I got to see this.
Ring around the ball.
Tell, I mean, take a look, Opie. And then when you're done, come back here, entertain the crowd. And I will go and take a look, because I got to see this.
Oh, that is
toilet bowls are friggin' disgusting. And it doesn't matter how much you clean them. It doesn't matter that you flushed. I can't imagine the bacteria.
Anthony?
Yes.
I can barely hear you, but I'm looking at the toilet. This is really, really rank.
Everyone knows this is probably like the bathroom you'd see at a crack house.
I was thinking more bathroom you'd see at like Penn Station.
No. Yeah, okay, a bathroom in a train station, right.
It has kind of a Silent Hill look to it.
If you've ever played
Silent Hill.
It's dirty, and you can never imagine it being clean.
This, it looks like the guy that might have used the bowl had a real problem.
You know when you open up the stall in a bathroom, say at the Grand Central Station or someplace like that, and you get surprised when you look in?
Yeah.
And you see that log that's been there, and it completely broke apart, so yeah. The water just has a color to it?
Right.
That's what we're looking at.
You're making me sick, dude. You want to check it out?
Yes, definitely.
All right, hold on.
He'll be making his way back. I want to see what this looks like. Yeah.
And when you come in here, you're going to see that now the water on top has got like an oil base to it.
Oh, really? It's so like whatever, an oil slick?
Whatever residue was on the sides of the bowl has now melded with the chocolate, and there's some kind of chemical reaction going on.
Well, you know what happens, too? The water will leach up the chocolate.
I'm back in the studio. It's disgusting. Go check it out.
Let me take a look.
And just stay there for the bit. And.
Yeah,
I got to give you a little, look, I can't say it.
Oh, okay, what?
When she's doing the thing?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, right, okay. I got you.
All right, there goes Ant to go.
I'll wait a little while.
Yeah, I understand. All right, we're filming this for foundrymusic.com.
Let's take a look-see.
Ant's in the no crunch zone.
Oh, that's, wow.
Yeah. That's just...
that does look like the bathroom that you see at a train station.
Yeah.
The one you just open the stall and go, oh, my God, slam it.
Right.
Hmm. All right. Well, I can't hear Opie either.
Huh?
No headphones?
No, you can hear.
Oh, there you go.
I wasn't saying anything.
A little monitor in here.
I wasn't saying anything.
Oh, okay. Well, that's why I thought I couldn't hear you.
I don't know what to say when you're not in the studio.
Are you Are you ready, Steph?
I feel like I should be playing.
Let's
records.
Just do this. She's getting a little. Aren't you getting a little? You're getting a little leery of this now, right?
Yeah, but I can handle it.
You can handle it though. All right.
Hey, Ann, what's
Norton's going to hold your hair and your head under the water.
And we're going for one lick around the whole bowl, right?
Oh, hold on. Yes, Opie. Yes.
We're going for one lick all the way around?
One lick around the complete circumference of said turlet.
And she'll be.
That's okay. Take your time.
She'll be in the 55-gallon drum challenge. All right, Ann, we're ready over here.
Okay, and Steph, if you would, start licking the inside of that toilet bowl.
Let me get your hair. I've done this a lot.
Norton's holding her hair back, Opie.
Okay.
She's in the toilet.
All right.
Oh, my God. Oh, no. No, that ain't helping. That ain't working. Her hair is getting in the chocolate and in the water. She can't get to the... Opie?
Yeah.
She cannot get to the back part of the toilet. You know the part that really gets stained when you blast an ice one out? Uh-oh. Is she gagging? Are you okay? You okay?
Her head slipped.
Your head slipped and you hit, and your face went right in the toilet water, didn't it?
The chocolate.
How is it, Steph?
Water.
What does it taste like?
Chocolate syrup.
And toilet?
You got chocolate on my hand. This is disgusting.
You got toilet on my chocolate.
You can't get back there.
You can't get back there? You can't bend your head? What if we hold you up by your legs?
And
hey, she's got a tat on her ass.
How about if she takes her finger?
It's a Jap, what is that, Jap writing on your butt crack? You know what that says in Japanese? Toilet liquor. I'm teasing, of course.
Hey, Ant.
Yes?
Have her take her finger and get the back side of the bowl.
Oh, you could scoop some with your finger. Opie, what a great idea. Why didn't we think of that? There she goes. She's taking her finger. Oh, she just did it. Now, get your face in there and get that part.
Yeah, in the
back. See the back?
And
oh, my God, Opie, that was the sickest idea, but it worked.
And is it time?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, here we go. He just scared her. Rick flushed the toilet. All right, Steph, I gotta say, you've accomplished your mission. You qualify, and you will be one of the contestants for the 55-gallon drum challenge tomorrow. And if you think this was bad, wait till tomorrow. We torture you worse than Rick James did, allegedly.
And Rick might even be here for it. All right. Step. Bravo.
Thank you so much. I want to stay in there for a second.
Thanks for the paper. Ugh. Oh, man, that wasn't even right.
There was something really sexy about a girl putting her head in the toilet.
Yeah.
Really sexy.
Yeah. She started licking the front side of the toilet, you know, the side closest to you when you're standing and taking a leak.
Yeah.
And she slipped, and her face went right into the chocolatey water. And then she's trying so hard, bending her head and twisting her neck and contorting herself to get the chocolate on the back part of the toilet, that part that really gets bombed when you're hungover and have been drinking cheap beer all night.
Did it look like she completed a rusty trombone in?
Yes.
When she popped her head back
in
up?
In the worst way.
On a cancer patient.
Yeah, and then when you came up with the idea that she use her finger, she went around the entire toilet with her finger and then put the chocolate in her mouth.
Well, get her back in here.
Oh, man.
She's pretty
and
hot.
And Norton's
though.
Packing and working it.
All right.
Hey, how was that?
Got like a chocolate film in the back of my mouth.
Yeah, that film is something from the toilet,
yeah,
I think.
It's
that ain't chocolate.
Whoa.
That ain't nice. Chocolate.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's film.
Yeah. That is really commitment to the contest
tomorrow.
And this program. We're very proud of you.
All girls have to do it in their bra and panties tomorrow. You know that,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I heard that.
Okay. She's cool. Mm-hmm. You wear thongs?
Yes.
All right, Jim. Mm-hmm. You see the barrel? See one
yeah,
of the barrels?
Yeah, I actually went in the barrel.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
How would it...
To see how comfortable.
How'd it work out?
It was comfortable.
A little tight?
I think I can take it.
Yeah? And what position? Were you crouched?
Yeah. Knees and boots.
Knees into the chest. Yeah, because these barrels, they're not that high. And we do throw the lid on these things.
Yeah.
You know, that's something else that goes on with these barrels. Some of the girls can't crouch down for that
for
long.
For that long. They start. Your feet will fall asleep. You were a catcher?
I was a catcher.
Uh-huh.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, I'm a pitcher.
Put your own joke in wherever you want.
I've been in those relationships.
For 12 years, I got it.
You were a catcher on the girls' softball team?
12 years. Yeah. I got it.
Well, 12 years.
Made. You ever have a foul ball come back and hit you in the lip?
Mm-hmm.
Foul ball hit you in the lip.
No, not that lip.
Who's talking about softball?
All right, Ant. You know what?
Yeah.
We got to shove a few more things down our listeners' throats today. We got a lot of good stuff.
Yeah.
And we got to play What Do We Learn Next?
Wow, look at the time already.
And here's the Rusty Trombone song. We'll be back.
A rusty trombone is best with a filthy whore. She'll reach around and get you off with her hand. All the while she'll lick your spot by your tiny balloon knot. Hope you didn't eat too much bran. A rusty trombone may not be moral. While I think this sounds kind of gay, I'd rather get some oral with the finger up my but that's me, what the hell, I'm a nut. Come on, honey, start the music.
What did you learn today? The Opie and Anthony Show.
Opie and Anthony, 1027 WNEW.
You're checking out the Opie and Anthony Show. We got the queef. We have three stories we didn't even get to today.
No.
Another guy died on the LIE. A famous heart surgeon. This happens like once or twice a year. It's like unlucky lottery or something.
Oh, that is unlucky lottery, and it sucks to be you. It, man, how many times do you drive down a major highway every day for your commute to work, and you see things in the road? You go, oh, what's that? Well, let me get around that. Maybe it's a piece of metal or wood or something that fell off a truck. This thing was, you know the tractor trailers when they unhook the trailer from the tractor and they crank down those legs? And on the bottom of the legs are those big metal plates?
Yeah.
One of those.
One of those fell off?
One of those fell off. It was sitting in on the Long Island Expressway.
Tell me a car popped that up in the air.
A car's driving by, hits it, Now, you've seen how those things are shaped. They're kind of like the front of skis on the front of it. You know what I mean? It kind of slopes up a little bit. Car must have hit this thing perfectly. It flies up in the air and goes right through the windshield of this doctor's car and through his head and out the back window.
I heard it fell off a truck.
Yeah, fell off a truck.
This happens, like I said, once or twice a year.
Mm-hmm.
Unlucky lottery. What are the odds of that happening to you?
You know who's even in worse shape? The guy that was laying there waiting for him to show up and operate.
Oh, yeah, he was a heart doctor
coming
to the hospital.
There's some guy who he was probably supposed to see that day that is now...
Oh, where's your doctor? All right. That's unlucky lottery because the odds...
Yeah, I know. And I hold in my hand... Is this the version you want to read?
Yeah, okay. Possibly the worst story ever posted. This is unlucky lottery. Sucks to be you, and the bitches. It's the bitches that'll get you. All in one.
It's a combo platter.
Combo platter. All three in one.
Fort Worth, Texas. It's off the AP, so it has to be true.
Right.
A prosecutor in Fort Worth, Texas, says maybe we've just redefined inhumanity.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to this. This comes after police arrested a 25-year-old woman, a nurse's aide, in a man's hit-and-run death. Police told the Fort Worth Star Telegram that the victim was trapped in the broken windshield of the car that hit him for at least 2 days.
2 days.
Begging for help before he finally died of blood loss and shock.
Yeah.
So I guess the guy's what, on the side of the road walking or whatever? This nurse's aide comes flying by, hits him. He gets trapped in the windshield.
Yeah, she said she was drinking and using drugs.
Using drugs.
And
okay.
She hits the guy, yeah, and his body head first goes through the windshield.
So now he's stuck in the windshield.
So he's stuck in the windshield. His front half is in the car through the windshield. His legs are on the hood of the car.
Right.
She continues to drive home.
To drive home.
With him through the windshield.
A police statement says she panicked.
Mm-hmm.
And with the man still lodged in the windshield, she drove a few miles to her home, parked in her garage, and ignored his pleas for help until he died.
Mm-hmm.
He's in the garage going, well, help me, hello. His body was later dumped.
Yeah.
Police say the woman told them she occasionally went into the garage apologizing to the victim.
Apologize. What a doodle. Apologize. I'm so sorry I hit you while you were walking. Now you're in my windshield. Waddle doodle. I'd offer you a bone dry.
This ends with...
But I might get in trouble there.
This ends with, the impact had hurled him headfirst through the windshield, his broken legs sticking out onto the hood. So all he had at the time was just broken legs.
Waddle doodle. No wonder they drive around with them stuck in their windshields.
Holy ass.
What?
He couldn't get out, though? He couldn't use his arms?
He could. Well, the guy was hit by a car and thrown through the windshield.
He's got broken legs, and he was stuck.
Yeah, I was very injured. It hurt me. I was sticking through the windshield. She did nothing but apologize to me. And I was very injured. I couldn't crawl out. My shoes were on the hood, and my glasses were inside. I couldn't reach them.
She should just be shot.
Let's see. There's other things, too. She, you know how they got a line on this woman? She would go out and start talking about it to her friends and coworkers. That's how they're saying they got a line on it. And some acquaintances of the woman helped remove the body, put it in the trunk of another car, drove to Cobb Park. They dumped it, and two men found the body. There was one other little tidbit. The car seats were removed and found in her backyard. One of them burned, so she's trying to get rid of any evidence. And here's something. The guy was a homeless guy. Poor little homeless guy walking around the streets. Doesn't that all of a sudden make it that it isn't as bad? I mean, it's a terrible, terrible thing because it's a human being. It's a human being and all. But for some reason, you know, I'm guilty of thinking it's like, oh, okay, it was a homeless guy.
That just took every ounce of annoyance away from me. If he wasn't sticking through the windshield, he would have been washing it with a dirty rag.
Probably happy for the ride. That's horrible.
At least he was warm in the garage, not outside in the cold.
Mike, and here's the attorneys again stepping in. The woman's attorney, Shantae Mallard, her name was.
Guilty. Yeah.
Yeah, you know how those foul fish are. What?
Wow.
What did I say? That's a callback.
I don't think I said anything,
quite frankly.
I think I'm stupid, but that's a callback.
Well, this shyster lawyer says the woman's arrest on murder charges was premature.
What would you call that? That's murder.
She hit the guy. He's in the windshield to drive home and then come out and apologize every so often. That's like murder and cruel and inhuman treatment.
How could he not use his arms to get out, though?
I know. You would think he would do it. He was probably like, hey, whoa, I'm hurt real bad. You know? And he was probably a homeless drunk guy. So couldn't move. I don't know. I wasn't there, Jim.
It's a sick story.
But for some reason, he couldn't get out.
Let's play What Do We Learn on the Opie and Anthony Show.
Very interesting.
Oh, you want to hear the queef real fast?
Yeah. Let's hear that.
A teen queef from VA today, Anthony.
Yeah.
And it sounded something like this. We'll just do the quick version. Here it is, this girl. Lisa.
Yeah.
From VA. Whenever you're ready there.
All right, I hope I can do this for you guys.
Okay, shh. Put the phone close. Shh.
Did you guys hear that?
Did we hear it?
What a good one. That was a great 6 o'clock queef.
Your balloon analogy was perfect on that one. Okay, what did we learn on the ONA show today? Sheep Lover from Jersey. I learned today every Rick James song was about Poontang. He also learned 5 o'clock is when you get some Kokomo from Mongo in Newark. W2K from Philly. Today I learned it's called a Fifi. Oz is the new scared straight, and crack is the poor man's free base. Jersey Gary from Oz. I learned today saving princesses is for pussies when you can beat an old woman over the head with a baseball bat.
Right.
Rock and roll groups hire cooks but still need to go out for a meal. If you got what you got, you get what you get. And he finally learned Wee Magazine was the dating book for the stars.
Yes.
Jerry from Edison. I learned today the Big Bopper wasn't black until after the plane hit. Rick James has dethroned Otto and George for the coveted Ned Flanders Most Dumps in a Single Segment Award. Norton Blue won at ABC, and if he hadn't stopped there, he might have got the part. And Norton reads commercials like Jason Williams handles a shotgun.
Bravo.
Al Mack, always good for one. Today I learned Spuds Buckley spun Rick James records in his hometown. Yeah, I think I might have. One or two. England from Columbus. I learned Rick James gets more sex in jail than I can in a whorehouse. We'll go to the phones for a few. Don't forget tomorrow, Anthony, 55-gallon drum challenge.
Yes, I can't wait.
It's going to be a good one. Steve, what's going on?
Hey, what's up, boys?
Hey.
Today I learned you got toilet on my chocolate.
Ugh.
I also learned that if you guys lose your radio jobs, you're effed.
Yeah.
And I also learned that the Thompson twins had a darkie. Goodbye, you faggot whores.
Wait, dude.
Did you think he didn't fall for it or didn't hear it?
No, he didn't fall for it. Ted, what's up?
Hey, boys, what's up?
Hey.
I learned two things. Number one, don't ever be driving when there's a teen queef being played on the air.
Yes, you're going to a ditch.
And the other thing is, there's no fun in having a guy hanging out in your windshield unless you can talk about it.
Jesus. Thank you. All right. Anthony, you're next.
Yo, what's up, Obie and Anthony? How you doing?
Hey.
All right, this one goes out to Norton. I learned that there's nothing funnier than prosthetic limbs falling off when you're running when someone screams fire.
Jesus.
Stinky rules!
Wait, yes, Anthony.
Chris, what did we learn today?
All right, real quick. I learned Norton was chewing on Steve's C. Hope he can't speak when Anthony leaves the studio.
Yep.
Rick James learned about Fifi's.
Mm-hmm.
Another queef ends with Did You Hear That?
Yep.
And Jen uses Dream Cream. She did that a few years earlier. Aunt might still be married.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Please.
Later, guys.
Don't get me started.
Wow. Wow.
People wear that jacket. It's funnier.
Wow. Wow. All right. I think we're out of here, Ant. Tomorrow's a big day. 55-gallon drum challenge. Don't forget, we got a trip to WrestleMania to give away to the person that brings by the most interesting thing that we're going to throw into the barrels.
Oh, we do? That's great. That's good.
Yeah, no, we... how's your kitten?
Seriously? How's your kitten?
I'm acting.
Yes.
We'll decide what the most interesting thing is, and we'll give you a trip to WrestleMania.
Right.
All right?
What time should...
Shut up.
Just come down with your stuff tomorrow.
Yeah.
Okay? Anthony, audio of the guy stuck in the windshield in this lady's garage.
Ooh, you, I ain't calling you, lady.
You know what?
What?
We ran out of time. We could have done 20 minutes.
I know. We could have beat that dead horse.
All right.
Oh, wait a minute.
I'm not looking. I'm just moving these up so I can play these commercials.
All right.
Tomorrow's the big day. It's going to be a lot of fun. 55-gallon drum challenge goes down tomorrow on the ONA show.
Oh.